Morning, everyone. I'd like to call to order the October 16th work session of Bergen County Board of Commissioners. Glad to have everybody here at our work session that's here with us in the room. And also, I'm sure we have others joining us by Zoom. So I'd like to kick off the meeting by offering an invocation and a pledge of allegiance. Let us pray. Heavenly Father and Eternal God, we thank you, Father, for all of your blessings. God, we know that there's serious issues all around this world, Father. But we know that you are in charge. We ask, Father, that you continue to look favorably on the people here in this county. Oh, God, continue to bless us, bless this meeting, bless the decisions that we make. Our job is to represent the people of this county. Help us to have a listening ear, oh, God, and to work diligently to meet their needs. We ask these blessings in your son, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Right. Pledge of allegiance. Flag is right.
Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Shonda would make sure that the record showed that all commissioners are here and present physically here at the meeting. The next thing on our agenda is our consent agenda. We have several items on the consent agenda. I'd like to run through those quickly. If there's any discussion, we can have that. You've seen it, most of this information in your package, so I think it should be very clear. But I do want to take them individually because we need to approve them. The first thing is the Register of Deeds report for September of 23. Any issues, discussion? Having none, floor is open for a motion to approve.
Second,
Commissioner Trent, do I have a second?
Second.
Commissioner Balance, all those in favor of approving the Register of Deeds report for September, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Great. I noticed on that there were seven marriage certificates issued, so we're growing in the county. People get married. That's a good thing. The next thing on the agenda is approval of the open and closed session minutes for October the 2nd of 23. Any discussion concerns? Hearing none, all those, the floor is open for approval.
So moved.
Commissioner Ballas, is there a second?
Second.
Commissioner Robinson, all those in favor, please say aye. Opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Thank you, sir. Next is the approval of the NC Department of Commerce Rural Economic Development Grant. This is $200,000. This has already been approved for us, but we never actually took the vote as a part of the board. So we need to do that today. So the floor is open for a motion to approve and accept the $200,000 grant from the Rural Economic Development Grant. Okay, Commissioner Trent, is there a second? Commissioner Robinson, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Ayes have it. Thank you. Approval of the project amendment for the Rural Economic Development Grant, just related approval that we'll need. Floor is open. Okay, is there a second? Commissioner Robinson, all those in favor of approving the amendment for the Rural Economic Development Grant, please say aye. Opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Thank you, sir. Next is approval of a planning service agreement for Destinations by Design Studios. If you're all familiar with the work that they are doing, but this is for the planning service agreement that we're putting in place. Any discussion? Hearing none, the floor is open for approval.
So,
Commissioner Balance, or I second? Commissioner Trent. All those in favor of approving the planning service agreement for Destination by Design Studio, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? None. Ayes have it. Thank you. And the last thing on the consent agenda is approval of the interlocal agreement with Martin and Hertford, Martin and Hertford County to provide inspection services for us.
Great motion to be accepted.
Can I just ask one question?
Yes,
please. Sorry.
Go ahead.
And so it's going to be 2 days a week. Is that what it is? That how it's set that each county comes one day a week?
Or no? We set it up We're looking to get inspections. We're really hurting inspections officers, especially those with high level certifications. So this is massive, but we want to get at least one day. We'd love to get two. But we have back, our inspections are back significantly.
You're right, Mr. Chair, because right now we only have one person coming in from Swan County and on Wednesday. And, you know.
We have another that we've interviewed.
So that's my question, I guess, to the county manager or assistant. Because y'all must have done this, not the commissioner. So, like, how often are they coming in? That's my question.
Yeah, so in the past, the budget was less we've done in the past. It could be one day. It could be better to make it worse. It just depends on what the need is right now. We're all kinds of them come as much as they are willing to. So
we want to get
I just know the pay is per week if they can come at least one day a week.
Okay. Any additional discussion? Questions? Okay. All those floors open for approval. Mr. Trent, is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Robinson, all those in favor of approving the interlocal agreement with Martin and Hereford County to provide inspection services to the county to Bertie, please say aye. Any opposed? Nay. Ayes have it. Thank you. Hope to get that pretty quickly. And thank you, Mark, for reaching out to directly to and made a big difference to your calling directly to the county. Great. Let's see. Next on the agenda is the special projects update on the National Heritage Designation and Hardwood Forest Award by project consultant and a secret weapon. I see what I said. Floor is yours, Robert.
Okay, so I'll read the paragraph that details in brief what the target of that project is. Bertie EMS, in partnership with local fire departments, requires two facilities placed near planned residential development and in close proximity to agricultural industries where EMS is currently not equipped to handle potential release of hazardous materials. Funding is needed to replace inadequate facilities, chemical firefighting equipment, and response vehicles. Again, you know, thanks to Mitch and his team for detailing the need and the scope of the project, but also, of course, thanks to Senator Hannig and Representative Willingham for pursuing this, and of course, to Senator Steinberg for staying on top of it. The project and our purpose of discussing this morning is to make sure that the commissioners approve that this is a project moving forward. And then, of course, we'll wait to get the paperwork from the state. This is a map of the targets and the impacts throughout the county. Of course, Mitch has detailed, we've got Purdue Farms and a 2 mile radius, 2 mile, there's Kristen up there, and then 2 mile around Ashland,
three mile,
okay. And then the EMS future in green EMS fire stations, and then the different fire departments that will be working with the new equipment. And that includes Windsor, of course. So the benefits, of course, are emergency service, and times of a crisis, and then continuity of service throughout the county. So it's,
let me add too that the concentration of Westbury County is the Lewiston area,
right?
Because of Purdue and 40,000 pounds of ammonia nitrate, in fact, 3.5 miles further from my boat in Sunderford, Robertson's ahead. I'm going to get the same push through. That's what needs to be done. Also, to the situation, we now have methane capturing plant over there. We also now just started putting in a CO2 capturing plant. And also, there is natural gas line, utility substations, pipeline coming in right now through the woods. From Tom Jackson property all the way to Griffin's Quarters Road, which is another situation that is going to be, I should say, explosion, not including the American refugees at the Metallica Center in Colorado. We all have the same structure going in, and the way Mike will be able to take care of these problems if we have an issue with these buildings or anything exploding. So now we do.
All right. So, of course, that's a benefit. But beyond that, we're also looking at we have better response times throughout the county because of the additional emergency vehicles that will be purchased. And then, we'll be closer to underserved communities. And also, as I understand it, homeowner and business owners insurance rates will go down. So, Senator Steinberg, do you have anything you want to talk about? Okay. Any more questions about that?
I want to say much about it. I know you're going to get to the report of this, but I just wanted the public to know how, important it was having you as our representative to support this project forward. When Robin and I went to Raleigh with you, and you had you took our top five priorities for the county. And Bob had the chairman each of those committees in that meeting so that we could speak directly with them. And we were told when we left that meeting that this particular request was going directly to committee, and it did. And also along with our communications facility too as well. So Bob, thank you very much. I'm not sure this could have happened without that push and your focus.
Well, thank you, Chairman Rushing, and I would say that you certainly had their ear that day in the meeting. You were very passionate about it. I first heard of this in a long drive with Commissioner Trent, the then Chairman Trent, who made me aware of this even before I was consulting with you via contract. And I can tell you that it got my attention, obviously got the attention of everybody in Raleigh, specifically. As Commissioner Trent said, a potentially explosive situation. And these precautionary measures, I think, are going to help us a great deal.
Absolutely.
Thank you for your kind words.
All right. Next on my list was the Travel and Tourism Master Plan, bid acceptance and budget amendment, but we already took care of that. So we'll move on to Tall Glass of Water. Joe, can I have the next slide? There's another slide in there. Can I have that? Okay. The North Carolina Department of Culture and Natural Resources took a hike through Tall Glass of Water this summer with Dr. Riggs. And the focus is including 31 acres of Tall Glass of Water on the Registry of Natural Heritage Areas. And I don't know if you can see it, but on this map, they've hatched the northern boundary area, of course, the cliffs and the southern swamps that we share with Salmon Creek State Park. And it's a feather in our cap to have a significant natural heritage area. And that is their request, that the board approves including this 31 acres as a natural heritage space. It will not impede any of our plans, a natural boardwalk, restoration of the space. I think we all, the plans thus far have been to restore. You know, we have some invasive species to take out, but other than that, you know, hiking trails for the public are certainly within the guidelines of cultural resources and the natural heritage area. So our proposed plans are fine. I think it's really special. It's hard to get a registry on a project, and I'm hoping that the board will submit or support that inclusion. I do need a motion, and then of course there's a letter of intent and agreement for the natural area.
So Robin, the X out portion is what you're talking about on the side,
right?
That whole this black.
Well, the black line is the project boundary. That's 147 acres. The hatched area, this is the southern swamp area, and then this is the northern boundary, and of course that's the waterfront area.
So if you've ever come off the road, it doesn't cut through that?
No, the road is right here.
From
here? Well, we wouldn't come through the stream. So the future 87, we'd be coming in from here and up. It's one of the options. But it's not going to impact here. And they've looked at our five-phase development, and there's not a problem with our campgrounds, our gatehouse, the stage and the outdoor pavilion. There are no impact negative overlaps there.
Well, I want to make sure that you answer Commissioner White's question correctly. The road at the top, that is 17, right?
Correct.
That is going to be the interstate.
Yep.
So if you come across that field, if that blue line is in fact, is that blue line that's not part of the creek?
That's the ditch. It's a drainage ditch between the farm fields.
But it would cross that drainage.
It would cross that drainage, but that's not our property.
No, but we have a right to a direct access to that.
Yes.
So we've never enforced yet.
Correct.
So would having to cross that drainage ditch be a problem
here? Not over there, and not here either. But the plan doesn't call for it to cross here.
Okay.
I mean, that's a...
Because one of the things we wanted to do, have it cross, but also look at the possibility of making this a public rest stop once the interstate comes through, right?
Well, the fifth phase is to have a visitor center right here.
Right. So again, no problem crossing that ditch.
No.
Okay.
No.
And they've already researched federal state wetlands?
Yes. They've gone through all of our paperwork. Scott Coleman is the point contact for this. He did the hike with us a couple years ago at Tall Glass of Water with the other state entities, and he's been there with Dr. Riggs this past summer and his team. And I believe they've looked at other places in Bertie County as well. So,
in support of this, Commissioners, this is would be a really nice feather in our cap and give us some access to a lot of additional funding down the line. So,
well, our goals are in line. Their goals, our goals. I don't see any conflict there.
Okay, so any additional questions for Robert? We do need to put this board to a vote, so any further discussion? Hearing none, our floor is now open for a motion to approve the National Heritage Designation of Hardwood Forest Award Project. The motion, do I have a second?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Balance, all those in favor of approving this designation, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Your name. Thank you. Thank you,
Robert. One more item is similar. Joe, could I have the previous slide? Okay. This is a screenshot of a website from the Old Growth Forest Network. I was contacted by Tom Brennan. He's the representative in our area for the Old Growth Forest Network. And the group has been to Tall Glass of Water and, of course, seen the same areas that Cultural Resources has looked at. It would be the same 31 acres. And this is an honorary designation, but they'd like to include Bertie County's project as part of the Old Growth Forest Network. They're doing this throughout the United States. It's recognizing public spaces that are park spaces, old growth. And it's something special because it's lost. And I think it would be another added feature. And it's honorary, but I think it'll be nice.
Just a few questions.
Mm-hmm.
So I know everybody supported the whole world with TV trades, right? Does it limit our use of our space in any way?
No, because it's old growth for us is the Southern Hook Swamp. That's the old growth space that we share with Salmon Creek. And I don't believe that we have any plans to.
No. What about Cypress trees that we have more? Is that not?
It's all part of the bigger picture. Yeah.
No limitations.
I do, and you are limited. When you get all these designations, you're starting to limit what you can do with that space more and more.
I think we have to ask the person. We did before, right? I think mm-hmm. we have a question to ask.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to be sure.
Okay.
We don't get limitations.
Right. I'm looking for the wording here. This is honorary.
Yeah.
And I understand you want to make sure that there's no impediment towards your plans.
And plans change. That's not work like,
I would think, and I don't know this to be true, but because it is an honorary designation, I don't think that handcuffs you at all in any way. I mean, you're looking at it, you just have to give up the honorary designation to something that a project that would have to incorporate some of this, but I just can't believe that there are any restrictions in terms of limiting the county from acting in any way that they would like to. You could accept the honorary designation or say, you know, we don't want it.
That's a good point. Because I know at some point in the next phase, we're looking at that RV parking coming
right.
around the back side.
And that's not all old growth.
No, I wouldn't think so. Not at all. Not at all.
No.
I'm surprised we have that much in there. How do they define old growth? You know, I mean, just kind of
it's,
diameter.
It's hardwood trees. It's cypress. Pardon me?
It'd be over 100 years old.
I mean, that Southern Hook Swamp is, you know, and I think that was a big reason for Salmon Creek being able to purchase that second 300 acres is because there was part of that ecosystem in that chunk. Yeah. So, and again, we still have hiking trails planned through there and nothing else. I mean, our goal is to preserve that space. I don't see any changes to that. So, okay. I understand.
Right.
I understand.
Additional questions? Not close open for a motion. So move. Thank you, Robinson. Is 10 seconds.
Okay.
And that, all those in favor of moving the honorary designation, please request of it. Please say aye. All those opposed, nay. That's happening.
Thank you. Are there any other questions? Otherwise, step away and open it up for Senator Steinberg.
Just one of the things mm-hmm. I spoke to you about that was sent a message to you about a couple of days. We talked about getting that designation flag.
Okay.
Do we have that in the budget? Do you have money in the budget for that?
Yeah, I need to come up with some options for you for language. And then how expansive we want to be. Do we want the option to keep adding in funders as we move forward.
I think the one we did on the courthouse, right? Just
okay.
I thought it was really nice.
Yeah,
it was very nice. I mean,
okay.
It's sort of within it, you know, it's bronze, it'll last for us. So, you know, take a look, but give us, you know, come back with some language to it so we can
okay.
The other thing I'll ask is, I know we had some money, correct me if I'm wrong, in the budget for repairing the road going into
mm-hmm.
Belgrass Water. That is still the largest complaint that I still get from citizens who are going in that, you know, especially when you're meeting traffic and
mm-hmm.
in some of the small areas in terms. What do we have in the budget this year for money to work on that road? What do we have in the budget dollars to work on the access road to Belgrass Water? Do we have anything? Repairs?
He's talking about the interest rate going in for your payments.
There are some funds like for regular maintenance, but right. As far as doing some huge overhauls of the entire pad,
no, I'm not looking to do that.
No,
but how much were those maintenance dollars? Do we have enough of them to do anything just to keep it in better repair than it is right now?
Yes, I believe there are some in terms of getting some of whatever is called the panty use to like fill the holes
yeah,
and that
exactly.
Type of thing. So something of to that magnitude, yes.
Well, that's going to be still part of maintenance.
Yeah.
I mean, that's still part of maintenance. I mean, that's still there.
Right.
I think the chairman's conversation, if you get all the people that talk to him, you can't get by, right? And there's not enough money in maintenance to cover that. That's several hundred thousand dollars,
right?
Okay,
yes,
and that's
yes.
So only confusion.
There's already issues of turns, those curves, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of places in it, but water does suck, right? Those are the things that we can look at. That's where we've seen the most trouble in a couple of different places, right? You know, the major turn that comes in. That term is tough,
So I think it needs to be detailed more for options, because our understanding before the July 22nd event, we had some road people in there looking at it. To really take care of those holes, putting in rock isn't going to help, because they just keep getting wet and there's a washout and they're just going to get deeper and deeper and deeper. So it needs to be graded, and you know, there's an option also of putting down fabric, and then so that's a more expensive job. It's done.
Correct.
We do not have the funds to do that.
Correct.
So you know, we can just keep band-aiding it until we have the funds to put the road where it's planned. The road as it is right now is not going to be the final road. Okay. It'll be shortened. It'll be more streamlined. It'll move up into the field a little bit. Part of our problem is we don't have sun that gets to some of those corners. So water sits and sits and sits. You know, one thing we've talked about is let's do some thinning of that forest, that campground forest. That'll start getting some sunlight into the road. That'll help a little bit dry it out. So we can detail those different cost options and then look at it.
Let's keep that top of mind.
Okay.
Let's make sure that we do use the funds that we do have in the budget this year, you know, to address, you know, as much as we can from that. We'll look at it first.
Okay.
Please, if we would communicate with the NCDOT, they'd be glad to go out and take a look at the road, because it's a state road. You know, state maintained road, and according to the general statutes, the county don't have anything to do with highways and secondary roads. But we would talk with the individual engineer.
What, tall grass of water?
We have a pad going to the back, going to
with,
the toilet.
Okay.
I think the point is that nobody can correct me from our opinion. We're not talking about this, but if we can get it in up to standard before, they will then maintain it going forward.
Okay.
That's the possibility.
Well, I've been with Chair, since it's already obligated to stay, you know, as a state road plan. You know, the road leading from 17 back to the beach.
I'm not sure.
It's like ball gray is a portrait.
Yeah, ball gray.
And so not our pack. Not
the pack itself. Well, right. The paper, the paper.
We could get the pack up to DMC standard, right? They would maintain it going forward. We have some good friends there.
And again, that's coming down to several hundred thousand dollars. So that's my way. You're going to have 30 feet both sides and 30 foot of road passage.
And bridge repair.
Yes.
So,
you know, this is a long range strategy, right? So, vote as well to see how we can get that turned over to DOT, how much it would cost to maintain that forever. That could save us a lot of money. You look at the options.
Okay, I have noted it.
Robin, you mentioned camping.
Yes.
Where are we with that? I know we're waiting on a burn.
With camping, primitive camping, we're waiting on the burn. I emailed Forest Service right before I left to go out west. I haven't heard back. I need to zero in on them again. It was any time between October and December to do that burn. They need to go back there and keep checking. And then the camping rings are out there. All we need to do is flip them over, get them settled in. We have the school making us some more picnic tables, you know. So now the bigger picture camping.
That's what I was asking about, the burn.
Oh, okay. Burn. Okay. I'm looking for money for the rest of the camping. So phase three. But we're working on it. So.
That's it. Great. Thank you.
Okay.
Great work. Great work. Next, and we're going to put these two things right back to back. Bob, we're delighted for you to have you here. So we're going to turn the floor over to you for the floor. You know,
thank you, Mr. Schmidt. Up here. Good job.
Well, good morning. Officially, I guess you can hear me even without the microphone, but it's a delight to be here with you. And, I want to, first of all, thank each and every one of you for allowing me and Jackson Stancer the opportunity to work on your behalf in Raleigh. I feel as though that this is a good relationship that we have, and it's an open and transparent relationship. Raleigh has been doing a great job. I'm sure I talk to her at least twice a week. And if Sherman Wesson is sending anything to her that has to go to me, I am getting that. And then when I answer, I usually answer them both so that to keep them filled in on the loop. But we're happy to be able to assist in getting you that very critical $5.5 million that you need for reasons that we discussed earlier. There were a number of items that were on your request list. That we were able to secure funding for at this particular time. There were some pretty big asks. And one of them was workforce housing for industry retention. That was $9 million. And let's see here. Centrally located recreation facility, $925,000. The animal shelter, I think we got a good shot at getting that in the spring. I'm hopeful in the second year of the budget. Maybe we got you guys under the hook. So we need to use that to say that, you know, quite frankly, you're not in compliance. And so we need to get you into compliance. Now the Dr. Stanley Riggs Regional Director of Education said it was under $8.7 million ask, and that was a little bit more complicated. The main thrust on behalf of the General Assembly this year was on water and sewer needs. If you had anything that was water and sewer needs, then you got some significant attention. You may not have gotten it all, but you got some significant attention. There is still, I understand, some money that has not been spent yet as it relates to water and sewer. Most of it has been spent in this budget. So, in our thinking moving forward here into the short session, we need to be thinking very clearly as to what it is we want to emphasize. Now, I believe, and I think we've proven it, that having you all, putting a face on Bertie County and having you all in Raleigh as often as we can get you there, requesting these needs is critical. It's the squeaky wheel gets the grease. Well, I mean, that is true. That is the truth. I can be there talking about your needs and I'm talking about your needs, but when I can be in there bringing people like Chairman Wesson and Robin in, where they can answer the real specific questions and put a face on the need, I just think that is very much it's a positive thing, and I think it will help us moving forward. So I'm going to be nudging and pushing and cajoling you all to make some more trips to Raleigh than perhaps you've ever made in the past. You did do that in the last session, I think it paid dividends, and I'm going to stay on to keep doing that, and I think we will continue to reap some of the harvest from that. So I think that, again, we as a commission, or you as a commission, need to focus now that we're going back in January, late January. We need to know right things that you want, because you have in reality, even though the General Assembly is not in session, you do have the work committees and the study committees and so forth. They are gathering, the reviewing committees. They are gathering dealing with allocations that might be coming forward and discussing those issues to see if these allocations are worthy of consideration and so forth. So if we can hit the ground running, and even if there are interim committees that are meeting where we have the ability to be able to bring you all in to make your case, if appropriate, then I think that's what we need to do. So the days of, I think the days of commissioners and the leadership of the county is just sitting home and saying, well, I know my lobbyist is there representing me, he or she, and so I really don't have to, it's up to them. Well, yeah, it is, and that is our job, but my job is easier when I have you there so that they can put a face with the request. And 13, I think, in my view, just different, and I'm just going back 12 years or so in my time in the General Assembly, I think 13 is getting attention and being talked about. I can remember the last 12 years, and I don't say that I need to, but it's just a fact. And people know about Bertie, you know, they know that you've got a lot of things going on. I'm just driving down from Edenton this morning and coming in the old way. I mean, this is really a very beautiful, beautiful county. And this town has so much potential. These towns in northeastern North Carolina, these small towns in northeastern North Carolina, I think have so much potential. You see all that's going on in Hertford now. As a matter of fact, an appropriation that was supposed to go to Hertford County went to Hertford, the town, and I don't know if we can get that corrected or not. The town needs it as well, and but it's interesting. That's why you all need to be there. They need to know there's a Hertford County and there's a town of Hertford, you know, and you're saying that you get these confusions with Washington County and the town of Washington. So the folks that are making the final appropriations a lot of times, and I'm talking about the folks that are actually doing the entries. The legislators know, but the folks that are doing the entries, they sometimes get it. They can't distinguish the difference. When you all are with me and with others, meeting with these folks, they know who you are, where you are on the map, and what you're all about. And I think that helps us tremendously. So I want to thank you all for your cooperation. Ryan, you're very timely getting the checks out. God bless you. We're so at the end of the month, and then clockwork. So So I appreciate it. And I appreciate the transparency and open communication, because that's what we need going forward. I want you to see me as not someone who just represents you in Raleigh, but a board member, somebody that is your friend, that is going to do whatever is necessary to assist you in getting those things that you need. This last ask, I am delighted if we had to have one ask. As I said, my conversation with John Trett months ago, before we ever even entered into a contract with you all, oh my goodness. I mean, I heard that. I thought this could be Armageddon out there. And and then Chairman Wesson made the trip to Raleigh, came in and spent over an hour with those folks that he had mentioned. And he also signifies that this was of the utmost importance. So all of that helped collectively. So I thank you again for your opportunity. I look forward working with you moving forward, and with the chairman's permission, I'll certainly try to answer any questions that you might have.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
One of the points you made, Bob, concerning water and sewer, and we knew early on that the General Assembly was very open to those kinds of requests. So I would ask, do we have any additional water and sewer needs first in concerning Colorado's water?
We would know in time for the spring session.
Right.
Having the January, you would have, yeah. Go ahead. Okay.
And also, I know there's one other issue, and I don't know if they've mentioned the city yet. The town of Powersville, I know we had an interconnect that we opened, and this system went down. Did they vote in order to continue that relationship? Or are they looking to do it there?
They have not voted, to my knowledge.
It's like follow up. Yeah, we'll see where they are. Yeah, we have a town, Powersville, you know, and
they got a great van over there in Powersville.
and you know, and they've had significant problems with the water. But we were, you know, had enough foresight years ago to put interconnects from the county virtually to all of the towns. So when that system failed, we would throw a switch and give them the water needs. But they have to make the decision, do they want to continue to do that and buy water from the county, which we happen to do, or they want to go back because that's a revenue source for them for
right.
a long time.
Right.
So does it help us if the county and Powersville together make a request?
It does.
The city that they repair just for their
company. It does. We had a couple of instances, I'm going to be there in about another hour, hour and a half, over in Hertford County, where the county made requests, but they also, the town of Ahoskey had some water and sewer requests as well, and the town of Murfreesboro also did, and they were able to get those requests as well as what the county didn't get, the threat to the town of Hertford, but yes.
Yeah. And Bob, if you remember correctly, we also made a request. I did anyhow talk to you in reference to the town of Lewiston.
Yes. Yes.
I spoke to their entity. And I think it was $1.2 to $1.3 million in this week again in that request for them. And it's for the town of Lewiston.
And we'll have a shorter list, certainly, for the short session. I mean, there's not going to be a lot of money spent in the short session. Short session is basically to try and pick up some of the things we missed the first go around, i.e. the Hertford analogy I gave you, we gave it to the town and not to the county. We're not going to take it away from the town. So they're going to have to try and correct that. There still is some talk about a tech correct bill. And a tech correct bill would happen here in the next few weeks. If it does, then that's an opportunity to some of those things that we missed or things that we, data entry person made a mistake, we can correct those. But the Senate seems to be opposed to a tech correct bill. They just want to get this redistricting done and go home. The House is very adamant about getting the tech correct. But in any event, tech correct or no tech correct, in January, by the end of January, we need to have a specific list a reasonable list of those things that you would like. Anything water and sewer, I mean, we just need to we got to go after that. Now, water and sewer for a future project that is not really running, that could be tough at this juncture. But water and sewer request, for example, like you were referring to, Chairman Wesson, from Powellsville, that's a real possibility, you know. So
one other thing, Bob, and this is really just looking for advice more so than anything.
Yes, sir.
It's great. I mean, we're looking at right now in the first 3 months of this year, we've received in excess of $12 million in grants. That's exciting.
I'll say, yes.
But with that comes, you know, the concerns about our matching funds.
Yes.
To do that. You know, we are certainly doing better in terms of budget than we had in the last couple of years, but are there any ways, I know we can use one grant to help with match on another grant, but I remember a few years ago when we got a big grant, John, you might remember this, we got the matching funds requirement reduced for our financial situation.
Well, we got forgiveness. We went in and spoke to, I think, Senator at the time and also Dina. And they gave us $500,000 forgiveness for the as far as management.
Is there any chance of anything like that for us now, especially with appropriation in that? Because some of these were direct grants, but that 5.5 was an appropriation.
Well, there's always that possibility. I don't know about. Well, it depends on the necessity. What is the grant for? And what is going to happen as a result of that grant? I mean, is this critical to the future of the immediate future of Bucci County? And if so, and we can't meet the matching funds, then I think we can make the argument to pencil in an exemption or something like that.
That's what 5.5 with the evacuation centers and the EMS piece.
There's no match.
No match. Okay.
Well, you don't have to worry about that.
That's a communication. Right. It's a communication.
Right.
That's a building. That's a new facility. Any chance of
that? And if you remember correctly, probably the one that we got with the state on with was. Close to $2 million was closing the loop from Logical through Purdue, across down 308 back into the Lewiston area or Kilford, Logical, Kilford, Lewiston area, closing that loop, water lines right there. So we're trying to tag us for $1 million on that, but they ended up having meeting with them. Forgave us that $1 million match with it.
And I think our match on communications is
1.3.
What was the total grant?
5.3. First off, I asked our communications director, David Rehager, to be here today.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. And if you could meet her.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
The face of who we were trying to
do. I see you. Yes, okay.
Get that grant. We got $5.154 million in the 911 fund. We asked for 6.4, so we have to match 80% of that, which is roughly $1.3 million.
And then, you know, when you're talking anything, and thank you for that, when you're talking anything 911 related and so forth, I think it's more likely that we could get you some additional help with that, because that is critical. And a lot of these counties up here in the small rural counties everywhere, but certainly up here in the Northeast, I mean, we don't have the best communication systems. Certainly, they're not 21st century. And a lot of the equipment needs to be updated. And that, when it comes to the health and safety and protection of our citizens, that's pretty much, that trumps about everything. You know, I think that's, again, I'll take that statement that I just wrote and attach it to the request that we had there. That's why there was nothing attached to that whatsoever. They want that done. They don't want to see that. But we don't want to be looking in the rearview from some tragedy that could have been avoided by a more efficient 911 system. So, yeah, you guys and gals are doing a great job at running the county. There's no question about that. And there's still some revenue issues, which you're trying to address by working, you know, so hard on travel and tourism to try and build those receipts up so that you can do some of these things on their own. But we've got to get from here to there. And you can't just go from here to there. Sometimes you need a little bit of help. And all of the good deeds that you're doing, and there are many of them, and the good ideas you have, can all be thwarted by one disaster in Bertie County, which people who are looking at this county as a place to live, as a place to do business. I mean, you've got one thing that happens that's very bad. It can set you back 10 or 12 years. So you all, nor can any of these rural counties be afford to be set back 10 or 12 years. We need to keep the momentum moving forward. So I would love to get together with you, ma'am, you can get my phone number, we can talk, or we can sit down and meet personally. And if you'll give me the specific details of what it is that you need and why, and what the problems you're having in trying to get the matching funds, I'm sure they're budget related.
That's important. We are right now still under oversight with the state in terms of budget, and we've made significant progress, and we believe that we will emerge from that very shortly. But the fact that we are still in that oversight, right, spending that kind of additional dollars out of
unbalanced throw effects. Right. Right. Well, that's the, I did not, I probably should know, but I did not know that you were under oversight.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, you know, oversight. We're on the unit assistance list.
Yeah.
So there's some requirements that the LGC, you know, just some communication that we have in terms of.
Yes.
So unit assistance list is what Chairman's referring
to. That's right. Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yes. Yes.
But that means we've got to be very careful
yes.
to grow that fund balance about the, you know, objective.
And is your fund balance in fact growing? Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, I think, you know, as I've said to you every time I've been in front of you, I can't promise you anything, but I can advocate, and I can advocate the Dickens out of something for you, and we'll be happy to do that with legislators and committee chairs and the folks that run the House and the Senate. So, I mean, I'm happy to do that. I think that we could, it sounds to me, with what little information I have on this communications issue, it sounds to me like this is something there are two things that I see as critical right now that I see, but I've got to do whatever it is you want me to do. That now has just surfaced as one.
Yeah.
And I would say that probably has to be at the top of the list. And then I think because of the situation you find yourself in with the animal shelter, I think that may not sound like a top priority to some, but I'm telling you, a lot of the leaders out there, I know legislators that made wisecracks on the House floor and the Senate floor about maybe kicking a dog or something. And you, I saw your chairman just read this. I mean, you never want to say anything about how many people have any kind of meeting. You may never get out of it
again. We've made good progress with the setting aside the funds that we have, but we still need some support.
Yeah. I think the case, I mean, a lot of folks on both sides of the aisle would embrace, I believe, this shelter replacement. But, you know, you decide, you and Robin and all of you decide what it is the committee, I mean, obviously the commissioners, decide what it is that you want to emphasize. But I'm thinking because we're not going to get, I don't perceive any $8 or $9 million fulfillment of an appropriation in the short section. I don't think that's going to happen. So let's take those things that we think we can do, the communications being run. And my cell number, incidentally, why don't we give it to you right now? Okay. And so you can text me. It's 252. Of course, everybody's hearing this. 252-333-8498, 252-333-8498. I'll give you my card before I leave, and I look forward to talking with you very soon.
Thank you so
much. You're very welcome. Thank you.
We're doing the fiber and VHF. We have a patch.
Okay.
And I'm not sure this is curing the problem, but it has been an ongoing problem with school systems and also with the safety program for school systems. Is that when they had the Viper system itself, and most of the SRT team goes into a building, for example, the school, the radio communications are completely shut off. There is no conversation whatsoever. You can't communicate with the outside. Once you get inside that building to take care of an active shooter, anything that has to be done that way, that's the weakness of the Viper system. There is a fix for that. And the fix is for that is to have a small repeater tower, which is something to be mounted in the school or on the school itself, that would pick up the signal from the handhelds, even though the handhelds, if you use them outside the building, will reach wrong, okay? But they will not reach while they're inside the building where the active shooter or active situation is going on there. And that has been an ongoing problem for the last 6 or 7, 8 years now that I know of, because I was on the school safety committee. And I brought that to the attention of the state government. But this is something that would fix the problem and cure.
Do you have a cost associated with that?
I can get that. That's not a problem.
What are you thinking, ballpark?
Probably in the $50,000 range, right in that area.
I think we can take care of that.
And again, but this here is multiple, probably need three of them.
Yeah, right.
$300,000.
Listen, when you're standing in front of somebody asking for that kind of money and you let them know that is indeed the potential situation, you'll have no problem.
We have heard this been on the SRT team about having any communications. That is a huge issue. That's a huge issue.
Well, I was making note of that so that I will get that information. Okay.
One question. I'm a nuclear to the team.
Yes, sir.
This came up in several conversations. The match you're talking about, does that match, well, along, is it just a requirement or is that match part of the project? You understand what I'm saying?
Total.
So in other words, that 1.3 that you're matching will go into the project to make own.
That is correct. Yeah.
They're waiting longer. You gotta get 1.3. You can only get the project done.
If we don't get
1.3,
we won't be able to get
there. Right. Those are the kinds of things. That's the narrative that we have to become accustomed to developing, not just making asks, but really creating a narrative to tell the entire story. It's not just that we need this because we think it would be good. Let me tell you what's going to happen, what could happen if we were caught in a situation where we don't have this repeater, for example. There's no excuse for anything like that. We can find money for. I'm not the legislator. The legislators can find money for that, without a doubt. And I think this, again, I'm being redundant and going back my time, but I think this 911, this is critical to get this right.
This can all tie
itself. It can, yeah. Yes, exactly. Right.
That's what I'm looking at.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Hopefully, you may know that we're going to tie those in together. Yeah, okay. I say making note of that. I quit. My pen just broke. So that's why we saw me trying to shove it back together, and it wouldn't. So, but I know we'll be talking, and Robin is going to be informed. I'm sure on all of those things. So, I can assure you, she's going to be in touch with me. Right. That's for sure. I know you will too.
Yeah,
you're welcome, Mr. Chairman. Anything else? Or?
Yeah,
okay. All right. I appreciate it. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Next thing on our agenda is an item that I put here really, and it says discussion for a community event.
in like conversation with citizens, you know, just kind of daily basis, and I think you probably heard some of the same thing. Just to say, we need more things to do, you know, more exciting things, more fun things, things that we can sponsor and do. Now, I think some of the townships that over the last few years have done a pretty good job of having an additional effect on those things. But on the county thing, we did our 300, which makes up a good set. But we don't really do a lot of those kinds of things. So my suggestion to us, what about the county doing something like a, I know I originally talked a lot, I said a fall festival. That would mean we'd have to do something before Thanksgiving, and that ain't going to happen. I wish I thought of this earlier. But maybe a spring festival could be something sponsored by the county, and that we could integrate the municipalities to support this. We've never really done that other than the 300, the county-sponsored big, significant event. What do you think about that? Something worthy?
I think, Mr. Chair, we're really trying to count it as a whole.
Right. And I'll be honest about it. You know, planning this differently than sometimes what municipalities alone do. And I would be very frank, right? You know, we are very diverse community, right? And what we did on the 300th anniversary, I think, made a significant difference because the committee that we put together was very diverse and represented all factions of this county and our county government. That made a big difference. Sometimes municipalities don't do a great job sometimes of including making their committees or whatever as diverse as they should be. Some do great. I know in Louisville, we have always done well at that record. But in some counties, even county in my district, I'm not ashamed to say because it wasn't, can do a better job. It should do a better job. So I think we have a chance to do something kind of special, you know, that would bring everybody in and all facets of the community together. But we would need enough time to put it forth, right? Enough time to plan for it. So what do you guys think?
Sure. Mike, I know you're big on those kind of things.
I don't hate it, but I'm just telling you, it's got to be done better than the 300.
Oh, I agree.
And that was kind of thrown together, and not anybody on the side. But I think you need a, yeah, it just needs to be planned.
Yeah. All right. But I look, I'll be honest with you. One of the reasons I turned to you, because the school, you guys do it, and you've done a great job of planning those kinds of things. I need some dedicated people who've got to work on that. We don't have some of that. But we can learn a lot by bringing in partners like the school system, like the municipality, like other service agencies, right? And do it right. I mean, do it right. Right? Could be a big deal for us. So,
yeah, I don't hate it. I don't. I just, because like the Sage Festival that you used to have back in the day, but it had potential, but now we don't grow the Sage. So, like, if you could get a yearly event around something, but I don't know what it is, but yeah, I'm glad you said not fall, because when you said that, I just
that's what I did too when I said fall. It's a little challenging, but spring, right? And most counties have something unique, right, about a festival that's like
that's
what they do
the
yeah, I mean, you know, all kinds of stuff. We need something protein focus that we can do repetitive year after year and let it grow and get better, better. Probably you get ideas and stuff like this. You got help with it. But anyway.
And the other part I'm going to say is that you somehow have to figure out how to get the tab, because I had the commissioners, mayors meet them, and they were very adamant about air consultants in winter. So how do we get the county involved instead of just the
that's one of the things we've heard. We should learn something from that, right? We should look at people who've done it successfully. I think we need a broader community, a group, well, organization around it, maybe different, right? More diverse, more clear partners on that with us who can bring something to the table before we can do it.
Commissioner, I'd like to say, even if we do some annual
and rotate it. Talk about that before.
Mr. Robinson. I think the committee can get together and maybe look at a central location because it's sad to say some people don't want to go to Fowlerville. Some people don't want to go to Orlando. Some people don't want to go to Corrine. Some people don't want to go to Barry Healy. Some people don't want to go to any other place. But the deal is, if the committee could get together, people from all parts of the county could get together and come up with a central location that would be a good fit for everybody.
Good idea, John. We talked one time about this, about rotating. We did talk about that. Well, we rotated commissioners' meetings to different municipalities. We had the biggest turnout we ever had, right? So,
I think it's great. I think the centralized location needs to be done. The committee needs to be put together for people from each municipality along with the county commissioner and go from there. And we do own Southwest now, but if it's going to be an outdoor event, there's plenty of outdoor area there to do this.
All right. So, looks like the sense is that we want to try to do something, right? I think we want to start it soon enough that the spring, perhaps, could be doable for us, right? Weather could be good. So let's start, keeping that on the agenda as we go forward and let's map out what the process could be, right? So let's start with mapping out what the process, potential date, quick to do it, be on it, day, working us. Put another hat on. But anyway, so we like it, so let's take it. All right. Thank you all. Now, this is the next thing on here. We're right on schedule. Talking about prioritization of items not included in our current budget, right? So what I've done is I asked Robin to take some notes, right, on the board papers. Again, I'm going to be clear about that. We talk about things that we think need to be done, reasonably need to be done in this fiscal year, right? That are not currently in a budget, right? We know that we're going to get some additional funds from the sale of property, right? How much exactly? But it could be fairly considerable. We also know that we have dollars in our budget, whether that's lax funding or different things like that, we'll talk about that as a separate issue. But can we find them? What would we want to do? Right? That's the question. So Rob's going to take some notes and we can just throw it out to the open. I do know one thing. One thing we've already voted for. The only thing I do know that we voted for to fund beyond the budget is the two vehicles for EMS, right? So we voted for that. So Robin, that's the first thing on there. Two vehicles for EMS, and that is already approved. We voted for that.
Right. Handicap accessibility,
right? So I'll talk a little more about it in terms of vehicles, it's whatever.
Okay. We requested the EMS vehicle to be handicap accessible. Wheelchair handicap assessment. Of course.
Well, I think those two vehicles there are the two vehicles that were promised to the EMS system. Second agenda budget from the sale of properties, which is going to be probably $240,000 out of sale of properties to get to those two EMS vehicles. The vehicle you're talking about, if you're 100% correct, like the van, a van that has
ADA. So Robin, make ADA accessible a separate item from that. That's what John's saying. Let's take that off there, make it another. Yeah, take that off and make it a separate issue, a separate bullet.
In reality, if we're talking about things that are in the budget, those two EMS vehicles are in the budget.
Tim, separate big item.
Wait. Two EMS vehicles. And then,
yes,
that's right.
Additional ADA accessible or?
Yes, additional book. Yeah. So,
how many? One, two?
Two.
When you say ADA accessible, are these the ambulances or are they?
These things here, small ones that have the racks to come down and pick up the
wheelchair.
Which is making dealing with.
Is it a medical vehicle?
Yes.
Or is it?
So it's not necessarily the vehicle, it's the equipment you we use to deal with handicapped citizens, right?
Right. It has to be the vehicle because. If it, some vehicles not handicap accessible.
Okay.
You know, they can't go out.
Is it for EMS or is it for the county?
It's for the county, one for the county and one for ESS. They don't have any.
So it's not for EMS at all. It is for just the train.
He just didn't have anything available.
To for the county agents. ESS and the county.
You don't need to have medical equipment in the vehicle.
That's what I'm saying.
It's just a transport
right.
with ADA.
Right.
I think what the communication is that we have much involvement in this, just hearing about it, is that an EMS vehicle for somebody that is wheelchair compliant, but they're not passed out, something of that nature, or trying to get to a doctor's
appointment. Right, trying to get to a doctor's
appointment. We need to have an ADA transport, which would go on the non-emergency transport,
right.
Okay, but could also be pulled and used for emergency services if that we need
right.
need to be dealt with.
Yeah, and for the agency, giving a perfect example, recreation takes seniors on trips.
Exactly.
So if they had some of those handicapped accessible, they could use that. And so available to all agencies of the county.
Right.
But one of those has to be EMS equipped. If it's for emergency, non-emergency transport, it has to be. That's why I was confused because one of them is like a van, just a transport, and one of them is EMS.
So, okay, two EMS vehicles.
Yeah.
And then
yes,
the other way. One transport and then one transport that is
equipped.
Yeah,
right.
Because if it is. EMS, non, whatever, I don't know.
Non-emergency.
It has to be equipped like a ambulance. Anyway, correct?
Yes.
Okay, great. All right. So we got this now. Here's another one I want to give you. We have the forest budget request. That is not in the budget. We're going to consider that separately today. That's on the agenda. But that is forestry. How much was that one?
10%
for our business. 22.
Nah, I think it was more
approximately 22,000.
22.
Approximately.
Okay. 22,000 for forest. 10%,
right?
That is the cut.
The cut was 20%.
But I'm saying, so
it's big cut. That's kind
of right. After they cut.
Right. It's 20. Then they came back and said they could do.
That's 22. Right.
Right.
One of the things, and we'll get to this later, but this is an important fact to understand. If we don't replace this, right, they will take what we've already agreed to give them, and they will their federal budget, their state budget will be cut.
Right.
They will make ours 40%, which means they will get less even from the state. But just keep that in mind when we get to that. That's an important fact. So it's not just what we do, it's going to affect. That's why they're so afraid that it could cause bodies and other things, because it would be cut on both ends. So that's there, 22,000. Great. What else, folks? Not just a wish list, but.
Well, have you got a quote on y'all's basketball court? You done got
the RFP being finalized.
Oh, yeah, because it's RFP. Because if you're going to basketball court, you don't have enough money.
Well, let's put it down. I had it on my list too. Let's put that down, the basketball courts, if needed.
Because if you had to get $7,000, you don't have enough money.
Where are the basketball
courts? Over at the Recreation Center. So we have money in the budget. We have
approximately $57,000.
$57,000. So we say extra if needed. Which we think we probably will.
They're exterior courts.
Yeah.
I was just saying, because y'all describe like lights,
yeah,
and bleachers, and you The promise we made to citizens, it is would not simply be old concrete court, and we wanted something nice. Citizens been asking this court a lot. So we want to do it right. We want a composite surface. We want bleachers. We want lights. We want to do it right. And we want to add
57 is not going
to retention. I know it's
not. That's great. Says the person who just got the football field and track for no thousands. So.
Okay. So that's in there, right?
When will it be ready?
Hopefully, January. I mean, you can't play on it, but great. It'll be done in January.
Great. Okay. We good with that?
So, how much money?
I
you don't know.
Put a question. We'll know once we get the bid.
We have $58,613.
Yeah, we wanted one of the additional things that David's idea too was great that we could also add pickleball on the court.
Oh, you need to put like $150,000.
Don't scare anybody.
Oh, that's fine.
Do you have a design yet?
No.
Yeah, we have a. Which we're putting out our piece, and we're saying what we want. We can describe it. We got that part done.
Yeah, the RP is almost done. We got pictures ready to put it out.
Right.
Okay. Matter of getting quotes.
How many quotes?
One.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay. So one standard size, or
yes, regular basketball court. Lights, bleachers, composite surface.
Okay, I got thinking about these lights too. Why do we need lights then?
But you can't play in the image.
But the facility closes at dusk, doesn't it?
Yes, that's what the rules are now.
That's what the rules are. But I want to make a comment that when Donna and I went out last week to look at the site, but we talked about lighting. He corrected me. They do not lock those gates for 24 hours, and. The idea of the lights was to keep them on until a certain time. But one of them don't have good lights, but that was actually going to be a little bit.
How well is that, that in the winter? It's dark at 5:30. People still in that school and play. So, without lights, going to make it. We can control it. We can cut them off when we want.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, now, how do we want to do? Do we want to think about anything else with that road going into Tallgrass for water in this year? Are we just okay with what we are, and we're going to wait till next budget season to do that? Budget season comes not until June, so
yeah.
We're already into. So, do we need to put this down for road improvements?
I think, Mr. Chair, I think we need to wait because. NCDOT that may come through there and right there on highway and state 87. And then that's at that time when NCDOT come through, that's a great possibility that the path that we own from the Carroll State Road, they would be glad to go in there and upgrade that.
Okay.
I've seen it now.
They made us a promise. When we first talked to the committee, the agents out of Chicago who were doing the planning for this highway, right? We told them about this, and they said, well, the request could be made to them, and they would put it into their plan as a possible, rest stop, which means that they, the DOT, would fund it.
Right.
The road getting to wherever we wanted that to be, right? So, but who knows how long this is going to take? That's one thing that's scary to me. Even if they approve it, it's been approved but not funded. So we're talking minimum 3-4 years, 5 years. I don't know,
but I think it'll be funded shortly. But then, according to the engineers of the weekend, a lot of
people think that's why we have some other people coming in.
Yeah,
it's supposed to achieve right now.
Yeah, it's supposed to be here, I think.
It is.
But then the next 60 days, that Bertie plan with NCDOT. So I think if we wait, but we all can revisit and we'll well. Yeah.
Okay.
As you're thinking about these things, Tallgrass border, the next budget cycle starts in June.
Right.
But
but you're hoping to have a burn to get the campsites available before then.
Right.
One of the biggest things that Donna has stressed is that they need part-time staff in order to manage the work out there. And if we move back to Caldwell, you know, with that extra time. So that might be something we need to think about is part-time staff to help out at the water property. Right. If you're going to get the campsite.
Do you have any of that in your budget? Staff?
No. We, Donna and I, at the last meeting, we wrote up the description for the position that was to be posted.
Yes, so is that what we're referring to? So that is included in the budget.
Well, yes. Position. Yeah, that's not included in the budget, right?
It is.
Yeah. No, that's not maintenance. But she's just saying that that's one person there, but there's still part-time staff to meet the weekends and after hours, that it would be necessary. If you have campsites out there, unless that person is going to be living there, it's going to be a need for additional staff.
Well, let's put it up anyway. Let's put it up. We have
if it's possible, this is a backup line item for fixing the roads in the event that NCDOT cannot help right now, because people are ready to go out there by minute.
Okay.
And we can't. So if we wait for another budget, we're already at the end of next year.
But today's point also on, you know, we have money for sunsetting there now, right? But put it there with a question mark, and the question is whether or not that's enough for us, right?
Well, and there was
you believe it is.
There was a laundry list of things that were not grant compliant, we could not fit into the grant. And that was small equipment that was needed for the site. I'd have to go back and get that number. You know, parking area for all the campers, kicking all of that into the air.
Why don't we do this? You can work on this. Put up a bullet for tall glass of water extras and list those extras. Staffing, small item things, right? You can go with the list. And we can talk about it, right? What are the things that we would need to do? That would be road stuff. You don't have to do it right now. Just you take that, you own that, so we can get on and get all these ideas up.
So what if you did paid internships instead of hiring them? No, what were you saying?
Especially with those trails and assisting the public with kayaking rentals and answering questions and the level of people that come through there, it's got to be somebody that's used to, I mean, that has a plan and is consistent.
I wasn't just talking about that, but if even clearing the trails, though, you don't have to know if you work with somebody just to clear trails. You don't have to speak to anybody. But I was saying, like, internships in general.
Yes.
Because you don't have to pay $15 an hour to intern. We have students who continuously look for things to do. You don't have a ton of people wanting to work in this county office, So if they intern, then you could be growing your own. If it was a paid internship, you still are paying at a lower value than $15 an hour.
Many ways to get interns, right? I mean, even the association does interns, right? That they pay for.
So you're talking interns that would work with the person, primary.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant just on their own.
No, it would be supervised, but I think that's very ideal because kids are looking for something to do, especially if they feel like they'll be making money.
Great. Well, the county is one right now that they use. They're working with their boys and girls for.
That's right. And say, Hertford County does it all the summer when people come back.
Sure.
I mean, I know that's a different than you that way, but.
And I'm not opposed to, even if we at some point in time, if we have the funds, to have some limited paid interns for the summer.
So we have an internship program that previous HR rolled out before, and that was sparked by one particular department head who had a request for that to happen in their department. And so for that reason, we made it available in all departments. It's just a matter of the students completing almost like an application, and we think we assign. And I'm also in conversations with
Jason and Denise with the Association of County Commissioners in reference to having an intern, what they call a strategic coordinator. So we're in the process of finalizing that.
Our internships paid them?
No. They are not. It's a learning experience. not to say that it can't happen, but right now that is not a part of the budget. Yeah, of course. Okay.
That's the thing. You add extra money, and then you.
Those are learning.
But the work that comes from the Association of County Commissioners.
Yeah.
The Association of
Family. Correct. That is correct.
And they get, I mean, they talk to people, master's degrees. They talk to people.
Correct.
So if you want somebody in finance, or if you want somebody in economic development,
yes.
They got people who
yes.
come to work who are actually looking for a job.
Right.
We're just not tapping into it. My parents are not tapping into it sooner.
We're tapping into it because I pretty much have one. We just have to finalize it. And so, yes, those students either are currently a master's level students in public administration or have just graduated with master's in public administration.
So, Robbie, you're going to add other items to that? I'm going to split that up. I have one that I'd like to throw out to consideration. I think we should consider starting a rainy day fund, a 1 cent rainy day that we fund specifically that can be used for all kinds of things. What's 1 cent on the tax rate? 120?
Approximately 140.
$140,000 rainy day fund. It's legal. The legislation doesn't. Now you still, my understanding is that it could still, perhaps, could it be still counted in your vote fund balance if you haven't spent it at the end of the year, right? But we should put it aside. We have some funds into a rainy day fund. We still get hit with tornadoes, hurricanes, all kinds of things that kill us every time it happens. You know, blood tears my budget all to pieces. Right? So I'm not saying we don't keep building our fund out, but something that we can use in the course of a year without tapping in on that. A reserve fund. A legislature, that's why they call it rainy day. Whether it's 1 cent or whether it's whatever, we should start building if we have excess money. So somebody needs something special.
Are you suggesting a 1 cent tax increase?
No.
Or a 1 cent off of what we are currently collecting?
No, that's not either. Dick. I'm saying out of this extra money that we get, we should start building a rainy day fund. If we get $800,000 out of the selling property, we know we're going to spend $200,000 for these vehicles, and we're going to spend some of the other things. Why not put a piece of it into a rainy day? Whatever we can afford to put in. So when somebody comes up later in the year and needs something, we don't have to, and it's serious. We've seen it. We don't have to tap fund balance because we can't do that. We already got a resolution saying we aren't going to tap fund balance. Then we'll get it. We said we have to find it someplace else. So what happens if an emergency comes up? Semi-breaks. What do we do?
You have a resolution that says don't tap into it, but you can also override that resolution.
Yeah, they would do that if we want. If we do that, it defeats the purpose of our fund out. We're already on the oversight of the state. So what do we want? I mean, not oversight of you.
And I'm sorry, but this is for me to grasp around it because from a budgeting standpoint, I don't know how you can do that. But you're saying if our general fund budget is $25 million, you're gonna go ahead and allocate $500,000 of that to
No, David, here's what I'm saying. Let me be clear. If we get additional money that came out of the sale profit, right? Let's say we said with $50,000 starting on it as a line item with $50,000 in it. We don't use it now, right? So as long as you haven't spent it, that still counts as part of your fund balance.
right? So that helps.
At the end of the year, if you don't spend it, it will go back into
right, the fundraiser. There you go. But in the course of the year, if we decided to spend it, it would not affect the fund balance that they counted in the existing fund balance. That's my point. Then we can, that's why the legislature has a rainy day. So they can't go back. They have a balanced budget. They can't go back and just make up money and print money. We should be looking at doing the same thing. If we're smart. Something comes up.
Well, you know, yeah, it comes up all the time, but I think this is something we need to look at once we get to the budget session. We have the money we got coming in and this, that, and the other.
But again, I don't want to do this. I'm not saying put money out of
our budget. Like everybody comprehends what you're saying. You're talking about we got, if our tax rate is 86.5 cents, you're talking about taking 1 cent and putting it into a
No.
Or the same thing you do.
Let me see if I got sure. You know, I want to see you start speaking the same language. The sale of this money right here, right? You just say, or anything else that came up in the course of the year. No, I'm talking about the money though. The sale of this just set aside X amount of dollars for this year. Rainy day fund, right? Like not adding, a cent to the sales tax is not doing anything with the total budget, just what we're selling. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. But let me add one other caveat. In the course of a year, sometimes we find out that we're getting extra money. Right? We're getting extra money. That's why we do the budget adjustment thing, because things come in heavier than they would. We may not necessarily have to use that money, right? Why not take a piece of that? Since it's not in the budget, buddy, it came in more. We had in the budget $100,000. That gave us $125,000. What do we do? Put it somewhere where it can be safe. If we don't just give it to a department because they were costing it.
Well, that's what I'm going to tell you is that the whole thing that
already we need to get. I don't understand. When we get extra money, it's usually allocated to a specific area.
Generally, David, not after we get sales tax. When sales tax comes in, everything we thought would come in.
If we get increased sales tax, it still goes to
fund balance. Everything we don't spend goes to fund balance. But I'm saying, where do you put it? You could take that extra amount and put it in a designated
fund. Okay, with all due respect, sales tax is not the best area for the to identify that as because we don't know how much we get until after the fiscal year.
That's good. But whenever available to us, we just have.
I can't be the devil's advocate. I apologize.
You know, we don't. I understand. Don't not say anything. Say it. Is it a good idea?
Sure, nothing is a great idea because I like to pay the people.
Wow.
You know, I like to pay the county employees what they deserve for what they did. And sometimes, if you have a shortfall in it to the fund balance, but if you have a rainy day fund, you can pull it out of there and offset the difference. Because the county employees, of Bertie County, let me make myself clear, deserve more. Pay per hour. We are the employees in Bertie County is very underpaid, but not underdeserved. Because I and we appreciate all they do, but they still need to make more money per week or per month.
How do all of us run our own households? Right, we know how much money we got coming in, right? That's our budget. Well, what happens? Do we sometimes put money aside in a special fund so something happens, you know, that we can handle it? This is what I'm saying. Let's be smart about it, especially when it's money, new money, that comes in from something like the sale of property or it's a windfall. Who knows, right?
Yes, so question. Let's make sure we understand. Is there any particular purpose, or are you saying that just in case something comes up? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
What's the purpose of doing
it? I said, Randy, that means that. things that come up that we could not, we would have difficulty handling out of
pocket. Gotcha. And I'm not disagreeing with the idea, but essentially what you're describing is unbalanced.
Yes.
No. And that it sounds like that's what you're describing. And I just think it could raise an eyebrow, some questions if we're not where we're unbalanced isn't where it's supposed to be, but we are saving for something else. But again, it sounds what you described to me sounds like
from and the thing is too that to their point, I think the manager would agree with us. You know, sell land is a one-shot deal. You can't get pay increases off of that. That's a repeat every year. So, I mean, that's
not paying.
No, it's not.
But let me tell you why it's different, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Once you have a budget, right, that fund balance is set for that year. So anytime you take it, you're doing what we said we would not do, which is add into that fund balance. I'm not saying, but if you have a reserve fund, this is the reason the state makes it a reserve rainy day fund, that it doesn't affect your fund balance. I know at the end of the year, if it's not spent, it all goes in.
Right.
So in your new budget next year, you move it right back into that rainy day fund, mm-hmm. and you continue to grow it, right? But until you spend it, you're right. But the best part about it is, once the year budget is set, you can't tap into anything other than fund balance. But if you had it as a special designate, you could spend it and it would not affect your fund balance because you didn't count on that. You follow? That's not.
Let me just ask one question. Do we know that the county can do that legally?
I don't know. I would not guess that, but that's something. Okay, so let me kind of understand. Okay, so we're going to sell the land, $500,000. To say $500,000. Okay, we know that if we receive $500,000, then there's 250 of it going to
the EMS.
Right? Okay, so when we get $500,000 in revenue in, we're going to have to do a budget amendment to increase our revenues by $500,000 and increase our expenditures to where it's going by $500,000.
Correct.
So you've identified 250 of it going to the ambulance,
right?
And then that other 250, you don't know where it's going right now, or you may have a plan, I don't know.
Right.
But we could put it into a reserve account. We could put it into a reserve account for this fiscal year. But at the end of the fiscal year, when that $250,000 is not spent, it goes in the fund balance.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But you're not proposing that as part of next year's budget, that $250,000 that we put into fund balance comes out of fund balance and goes back into a reserve account.
What would keep us from doing it?
Because that's not, I mean, that's where it starts getting, and it's, to me, it's... It bears a lot of questions from the public and the LGC and everybody else. Why are you bringing two together and not, you don't have it assigned for anything?
And that's what we want, not assigned for anything. So that's what an emergency is
for. But yet, when you put it back in as a revenue source, you've got to have an expenditure on the other side of it. So you're just saying, we got $250,000 in revenue, we got $250,000 in.
Everybody understands what happens in the current year, right? Got that part. But in a new year, when we're making a new budget, just like we allocate money for any, we could allocate back that same money that was in there back into the new year's budget. Okay? And as long as we don't spend it in that new year, it's still part of your book. Fund balance.
But when you take that $250,000 in the next year's budget out of you're taking it out of fund balance, which allows exactly what we
did. It's a new budget. It's a new budget for that new year. So of course you're taking it out. Everything you're taking out in the new budget is just another line item that you would do as part of a new budget.
I don't think you're talking about fund balance. You're not taking out a fund balance. He's saying in the new budget, you set aside X amount of dollars.
You set aside $250,000.
Or whatever it is.
That's going to your total tax base for that year. If I'm going to budget $250,000 in revenue in the new year, and you're not taking it out of fund balance to support it, that is coming from the revenues that we build in this year.
I'm taking it out of fund balance, yeah, because I didn't spend it in the prior year, so it went in. So I'm taking out that same amount back out. Yeah, technically.
Which is what we're saying is coming out of fund balance. It's not coming out of a new revenues received this year to go into it. So you're not messing with you are actually impacting the fund balance.
Okay, so let me just say this. This is what we have too many non-emergencies that we like to pay for anyway. Like we've had two this year that cost over a little over 40,000. So I'm not in favor of that just because and I'm with you. I mean, I get what you're saying, but I'm just telling you, like, our semi-emergencies are not even close to semi-emergencies. We just went to spend it.
Well, what happens, like, if they really are, and you then gonna have to go to fund balance, but you have to go all the way.
Well, I mean, if they're emergencies, then that's what fund balance is for. But, like, paying a sign-on bonus, not an emergency, not even a semi-emergency, and the other one, which was happening in July, what was that?
The cost of living,
that was not an emergency or semi-emergency. We voted on. So I'm saying, like, things like that that we continue to sign off on and vote for, they're not even close to emergencies. And so that's why I would not be a fan of setting them as that, because y'all could be like a vote in luxury.
I'm not sure I could follow writing all this down. Maybe that's
somebody. Okay. Hold on. Let's say, we still have about 20 minutes left. Can we take a 5-minute break? So we still got about 10 minutes. All right. So, I mean, again, good discussion. Yeah, I mean, I'm just putting it out. If you like it, if you don't like it, you don't like it. But I do believe that. And take a look at your state budget. They do it for a purpose. Because once they set a budget, things happen. And you don't want to go back and screw up your budget. And you can move money back in. And David's right. It is technically coming out of fund, but it's the same amount of money that I didn't spend in the prior year that went in. So when I'm taking it out, there you go.
Just want to say, you said we're on recess, right? Yeah, so I'm going to ask Joe if he will mute us until we're back in session.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Joe? Tell us when you mute it, Joe.
Yes, I'm on mute right now. Give me 1 second. Okay, you're muted now. I'm going to unmute the commissioner's room right now.
Are you guys ready? Yeah, I'm ready. Yeah, we're ready. If you could bring us back
in. I just unmuted the commissioner's room, and we're all together, so we're good to go.
Right. Okay. First of all, we're back now. And so thank you for that little break. We had a chance to have a little bit of lunch break, but we're back. I want to pick up where we left off with items not included in the current budgets.
Upgrade the website.
He's an education. I'll give you his hand.
I say rather for back in the class.
I think that's great. Here, I want to throw one. You know, we have an asset, which is the Southwestern kid, right? I think we ought to look at some bathroom upgrades. We can't use those bathrooms in there now. And upgrade those bathrooms.
in the gym.
And again, I would agree with that because it would be used for emergency services because we have a club or something like that. We're going to put slip little.
That's
right.
So, and it's not talking about a whole lot of money.
And USDA preliminary looking at that.
Hey, you've got a lot of elite.
What?
We were talking about the Southwest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We need to upgrade the facility, the bathrooms. Mm-hmm. I think a little small leak
in the gym park.
In the gym park. That's really small. Say
that Now, we know we have a tenant. Even I'm on the board of CRM, right? I'm pretty confident that if we had designation, they would give a play. Robin works for the board. I'm on the board, so I'm vice chair. So if we had some money, we could eliminate labor. They could bring in the specialists, the volunteers who could do the work. Roofers, we do roofs all the time. They put new bath. I don't know if you've been over to CCRM. They've got new bathrooms that they put in from scratch. And they are gorgeous. I mean, they are showers and walk and beautiful. They've done how many of them?
I don't remember, but any repairs to the gym and all, and USDA did give that a preliminary look over because they are emergency management approved. We could call it a community facility. I wouldn't suggest pulling from CRMs. Oh, right. Yeah, they've got a workload ahead of them.
With their manpower?
Yeah. No. And it wouldn't work if it's USDA money. It would have to go out to bid.
Well, they got the hard work needs to be done on their side.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if they got the money, we got the money. USDA. We can do it. Yeah.
Would Bertie County be? So you would be able to get the grant.
Sure.
That would
work.
That's better.
You have
to wait.
USDA will be there on the 7th at 9 o'clock.
So, you guys haven't been over to see CRM. You need to really go over to see it.
You need to see
the reason it is really coming along. Now, one of the things we're pushing. That, and you know, so when I put it on that nice and just is that we need an open house for them and for Good Shepherd, right? Join up, open house. One other thing that I want to try to hold them responsible for, we said that we have to keep the Southwestern name as part of the facility, not we talked about names, Southwestern. Resource center, something. And who's there? The Honorary Village is there, the Shepherd is there. But that big moniker outside ought to say Southwestern something. That's what we agreed to. And that's what we put in agreement with them.
Okay.
So we need to do that, right?
I thought it had come out of an agreement. Now I'm good with naming it, but I thought it had come out of an agreement because it could not happen that way.
It did come out. I think the commissioners, if there was a consensus, I think if there was a recommendation by attorney that they did not put that in the agreement because it would fix this, it kind of.
So it's not in the agreement
ever? No, but the board did support the idea.
Yeah. So if they would be willing to do that, we are okay with that. Sure. If they're tenants, Good Shepherd and CRM, right?
Well, it's our building, so they ain't got to be okay with it.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not an agreement. I don't want to go back. It's all the bill. I mean, it's all the bill.
That's correct. Yeah,
that's correct. So, but anyway, so we want to address that name change, official name the building prior to the open house.
And when is the open house?
They you just had a board meeting the other day. I don't know that it was on the agenda. I wasn't there.
So USDA is scheduled there for the ribbon cut or their picture, right?
When is that?
So
November 7th.
November 7th. Okay. That's when Reggie from ESPA, even his staff, all of his staff, and everybody here.
Don't know if we can officially get it done, but at least we can say that this is what we're doing. I'm going to call it that as part of the planning realm.
Should we get an invitation? I just happened to be and out there on Friday and talk with Jason.
Yeah, USDA is really helping CRM. I mean, they just received funding, the housing preservation grant for $200,000. They're working on another grant program for housing repair. I don't remember the number of it. And then when we go to Washington, D.C., the end of this month, we're supposed to be talking more about community facilities. So
let's do this. I'll talk to Jason and that board, David, about naming this prior to the ribbon cutting.
Right. They are really keeping the campus up. Looks real good. And you need a tool.
The relationship between them and Good Shepherd.
Very awesome.
Awesome. Okay. What else we have first? Anything else?
Yes, I do have a few for the board to consider, Mr. Chairman. One would be a couple things that actually that we've already talked about, but that everyone agreed was a good idea, like the community event. Technically, that's not a part of the budget.
Correct.
So if we had funds permitted from the sale, I think it would be appropriate to have a community event.
Yeah, community event. We talked about initially some money.
Correct, right.
But we can talk about what it is. I told Juan, I think it ought to be at least $30,000 to $35,000. Can you do this thing on the cheap? We want it to be nice, which is just a place for it.
Yes. The other item that we've already talked about, and of course, I'm very hopeful, and I think we will, as former Senator Steinberg mentioned about having the matching funds for the 1.3, having that, but I still think we need to, not that we have to come up with the entire 1.3, but if we're able to get something to get a million or, we just don't know. We could have to put a little bit toward that. So I just want to put that out there for board's consideration.
So, and keep in mind, too, we don't know yet when that match is going to be required.
Right.
And that's, we'll know that first of November.
Yes. And so that's
still put a
top priority because, again, we have to come up with that one. We need that facility.
We'll be the dead horse. We'll be the dead horse. But things come up in the middle of the year just like this. You got to have some matching money. And the only place to get it is going to fund balance. Destroy that year's budget. If you had some money set aside in another fund that wasn't counted as part of your budget, you do so. That's how I know.
We wouldn't have $1.3 million to decide.
Not now, but maybe we continue to grow it. We get something big.
I have another tip. And you all just have hit some great ones here. Some of them, some things that were requested in the budget that I would have recommended including the budget, but couldn't because we didn't have the funds. But another one, something that was requested but was not able to be funded in the budget was the upgrade for the recreation complex. There are some things that need to be replaced, like the fabric on the ground and mulch on the surface, right? In addition to some, I think we needed
okay,
I'm sorry.
What was that?
It's just an upgrade to the recreation. Yes, sir.
That could fit one of two places. That could fit in next year's budget.
Oh, for sure.
Or, but it's something that we need prior to then. I thought this would make
So, I mean, the funds permitted would be great to take care of it right away. And I think we feel that way about all these things, right?
True.
But it absolutely can go into next year's budget. The problem is other things
have increased.
And just, take precedent, in terms of,
giving up, let's say, $100,000+ for recreation, you know.
So this exercise is a good exercise, right? Even if we don't do all of these things now, if we know these are things we want to do,
correct,
consider this. And I'm not correct, okay. When we get to next year's budget, we are going to start very early, months ahead, not in the last week or 2 weeks, right? I'm not saying what I'm trying to push you to have your, but we need to be thinking so that you can know what to include. I'd like us to start at least 90 days ahead, 3 months. Whether we do a retreat, go off and really nail this thing or put some time in, we cannot do a 2 or 3 day budget process. Don't want that, please.
So I'm going to put all of this in the strategic plan.
You got the.
Smoke covering in the building here. Is that in the budget already?
It is not.
We need to put that in.
Floor covering
for this building right here across from the tax office, which
FSA.
Yes.
Great. Leases from us.
Right.
He's in the carpeting.
And he's giving us some
carpet. Carpet replaced in USDA.
My office?
No, the big USDA.
You're talking about
it. Oh. The library?
No,
USDA.
Yes. PS.
The best one.
Yeah. USDA.
And
even if I'm not, and even if we're not able to, you know, put all of that towards it, you know.
Oh yeah, I have
fun. I get a number.
Some
up.
Of it can be done in the basis. I'm sure. Yeah, put the number up.
What's the number for a
headset?
No. Go down, Rick. Was 300,000.
What is the facility?
The recreation complex.
It's
for the playground. It's what it really is.
Now, but you know who gave us that playground, right? Which was Trillium. And Trillium is still giving out playgrounds. So why not go to Trillium and ask Trillium for money to upgrade their playground?
Oh,
you got a representative. My wife's on that board. Look at the words.
Yes, sir.
Right? Well, they gave it to us, right? Tell them it needs the work.
Just for reference, that playground area is rented out every weekend. Sometimes during the week,
yes.
From early March through fall, it's the most used piece of area that we have in the county.
Does it
have
cover?
It's a
nice piece.
Does it have cover?
Yes.
Oh,
right. Robin, can make notes, and we need to ask Trillium to consider would they be consider a grant to upgrade the maintenance on their.
And so, like, that's where we have got to do a better job of budgeting, because, like, every year we should be setting aside, like, it's like a roof on your house. Like, because we can't keep going and asking for grants. Like, at some point we have to dig ourselves out of this before we need money. Like, we should be saving money. That's not a surprise that something wears out. So, I mean, I'm just saying, in this future plan, we need to set money aside every year for capital improvement.
And the only way you do it is get a good budget planning, right? Have the money set aside, right? That's where we got to start early, 90 days early.
So our strategic planning target finally January. So you'll have your 90 days to get to your budget. You'll have all of that information to make a decision.
Still be concerned on Halloween.
Pardon? Oh, your sign.
I still need my sign.
Yeah, well, every once a year, Kama, if we want free signs, we take Kama up on their offer every year. Or, so when that offer comes through,
what kind of sign?
You know,
big. It's just a big part of our branding process or do you just want a big sign that says beach access?
Well, we can always change what's on it, but we didn't sign it.
You mean like this here?
We can build it. Then I was
there for a video. Which is about this here? Those are there for a
And I didn't know where I was going. Which one are y'all trying to? Y'all want 17 or you trying to turn it into a facility? Because a facility needs a bigger sign.
Yeah.
We need some from Conway. So we ask them. I didn't know there is a beach, a public beach in Burlington.
That would be great because by that time, hopefully, we'll have somebody hired down there, and there'll be a mansion.
And
she
got
that
on
it. I said,
what's the sign?
Well, that's already on my list.
Tell us. Big sign now, not that little sign.
No, you need to write it, I'll get through all the way and give the permission to put the sign there and give it a DOT permit.
Okay.
And,
I feel like we spent over the amount we're gonna say get it for sale.
Yeah,
can we move on?
Yeah,
it's in it.
No.
All right, good. We've overspent.
Okay.
The next thing on our agenda the assessment of the county office space. By manager, one of this is like what you asked for was a consolidation look, right? Yes, yes, sir. Can we turn that over to yes. So I was asked to do some research and assess the availability of county office space and considering potentially creating a consolidation plan.
Okay.
And so with feedback from the department heads, I have considered every facility, including this building and every facility that we own and have, and conduct business in. And so it has come down to two spaces that offer us an opportunity to I wouldn't say consolidate, but to rearrange. And I do have a proposed plan. Some of it I've already shared with you all. But for the most part, there is not an excessive amount of space in our county buildings. That is my opinion, my conclusion. However, we are aware of the building next door that was formerly sheriff's office, formerly cooperative extension. I do have a plan for that, which I told the board a while back, which was to transition our USDA departments, which includes Farm Service Agency and Soil and Water Conservation. FSA uses a big office in the front of this building, and Soil and Water Conservation uses a three office suite upstairs, which isn't utilized to the full extent, in my opinion. And I think the citizens will be better served having both USDA programs in the building next to it. Which will allow us to do some reconfiguring and which gives us some more office space and meeting space, because this outside of our small conference room area upstairs, when it comes to department heads, just staff having a meeting, that's our only conference area in this building. Of course, we use this when we're not meeting, and even sometimes the court will use this for traffic court. So I think it's important to do that, number one. Number two, is I think you all are aware that the Board of Elections shared its building, half of its building, to the sheriff's office. The sheriff is vacating that office and will not need that additional space. So that half of that building will be vacant. And there is a request for the board to consider. And I have letters here for you, but I can also pretty much summarize it for you. Now, stop speaking so everyone can give me a reference.
So I've given everyone a copy of two letters. One is from the Board of Elections Chair, Mr. Michael Freeman, and the other is from the Election Director, Ms. LaToya Peel. And they are requesting the use of the other half of that building, which I do support and recommend. I have two pictures here that I also want to pass around to you. Ms. Peel has provided pictures of the entire office for everyone to see, but I printed two of the most compelling ones. And this one is a picture of her office, which can permit two people at most from meeting with her if she needs to. And I want to pass that around so that the board can clearly see the space. And the next picture is a picture of the general open area, office area, when they have testing, have to test the equipment, they have to pull that equipment out into where the public would access. And so they also have a conference table there. It serves as their board, elections board meeting space. They're in pretty tight quarters. Again, so to be brief, I simply recommend that Board of Elections is granted the use of the other half of that facility.
Mr. Chairman, coming from the Board of Elections, they are in desperate need of more space. You know, especially dealing with the confidentiality and privacy of the information and material that they have to work with. I strongly recommend that they definitely need more support.
That's pretty much it. I mean, if you all have any questions about specific buildings or office spaces, I will answer them to the best of my ability or go back and get you more information. But those are the results of my assessment of our office space.
I have a suggestion that most of some committee may not know. The space where the old bondsman office is, back over here on the corner, you own the house across the street, but it's right near across from the corner across from Windsor Community Building, you know, from our corner back to there. There's a old bondsman office, right? We own that county. We bought that property. We own that. So we're looking for a place to put a communications building, which we're going to build, right? What better place? Now, I understand that's a public. But we can build it up.
Yes. And the location has been identified for that. Down County Farm Road?
Right. But do we really want to use County Farm Road? Is that the best place for a community?
That's where the grant was specified it was going to be. That's why we approved it. They approved it being in that location.
Why?
We can do it elsewhere.
Facility here on the corner that was talked about years ago was the pros of demolishing that and using that space for parking.
Yeah, we own that space.
Yeah,
then I'm just saying. So, no, you make a great point. If that's in a grant, and I understand the security, but we own the property.
Yes, sir.
They may not know that, but we ought to be doing something with it. We talked about tearing it down to use it for parking.
Right.
But we also could use it for something else. Right, so
it's
space. So if you're talking in space,
okay. Yes. I think an asterisk needs to go by that building, but if it's in a floodplain, your federal or state dollars won't allow you to renovate in a floodplain.
Not renovate, I should tear it down, build.
You can tear it down.
We can build it up.
But you can't use especially federal dollars in a floodplain.
Can't build it up. My understanding was that you could use it if you built it up above.
I would just make sure.
Yeah, I mean, we're doing it with houses all around here right now. We're raising them above 8 feet. That could be 8 feet up.
If they're existing houses.
Right.
I would just make sure.
Yeah,
well, good. That's another project that we could have added to our list. Demolishing.
Because parking, at least, we could have used it.
Yes, right? Sir.
Can we add that?
Now, there's some demo money. we could get
and even all the way down to the old building. What's the old what do we call that? Carpet extension door.
Right.
Modest old thing now.
The old bondsman's building.
Yeah, the old bondsman's building. And the old carpet extension. It's so close.
So I guess maybe I was under assumption that I didn't think anybody was going to volunteer to give up space. So let me be very clear about that. I think the elections would say, yes, move us. Like, as a county manager and as elected officials, we have to make some hard decisions that not everybody's going to like. So, like, if that was your that's a weak consolidation plan. That's what I'm going to say. We have more than just that building. And if you're going to move people out of this building, so what I really hear you saying is we're going to take up more space for the same amount of people. Because now we're moving people out of this building to get into another building, and there's no plan to move anybody upstairs. You're opening up more office space.
The plan is to bring some more people in. There have been some discussion about needing additional office space for people in emergency services or emergency management, or EMS. And so they were in need of an office, so that was going to create some more office space for them as well.
So it's not a consolidation plan, it's an expansion plan. It's what you brought.
Well, correct. Yeah. I guess you can say that. Yeah, so I didn't present it as a consolidation plan because, again, if the goal was to eliminate a building or to bring people closer together, yes, it was not a consolidation plan because I don't think that is what it's needed. But if you all feel different, we can discuss it, make it happen.
I think it's a broader discussion of space, right? Whether that's consolidation or expansion, we need to think about space. Right, what we have available to us, right? So if there are opportunities to consolidate, we can come up with great. If there are opportunities to expand, that's good too, right? But that would be a very broad conversation. That's why I brought up the property. We also wanted the other building that we could not get for, another department in the future.
Correct, yes. Yes.
But what are there other options for us? Because I've always had concerns, and I know recreation has concerns about where they are. They want to move. And you know where they want to go? They want to go to the Southwest. So they can have the gym and have the office space that's there.
Right.
And seniors would like to go with them. Right? Mm-hmm. And that would open up a tremendous amount of space for us to use. We put in a roof on that place, but it's never going to meet the needs of rec or the seniors. So, right, we got another building. We already put money in about bathrooms. We put bathrooms in the other stuff we could almost handle ourselves. We have one place that needs more mitigation. We got the equipment because we donated to us by CRM. Just need some labor, right? Offices in there are pretty decent shape, right? But you can't put them in there without bathrooms.
Right.
So that could be something real and tangible. Everybody, regular benefits, seniors would benefit. Wouldn't the seniors love to have a gym where they can do that? Bring the Y in and association with that?
Yes. Yes.
We need to think that kind of.
Yeah, so there are needs. There are needs, and those are two needs, a better facility for rec and aging, absolutely. But that's not exactly what question.
Right. But this is a perfect discussion. So that when we get to budget time again, if we can't do it now, right? Mm-hmm. If you don't feel like there's any consolidation right now that we can afford, but we need to know what our assets are and what the possibilities are, leverage them in a better way, right? That's what's out the Western Week. We own it, right? Now, let me say something else. Now, the school just announced that they're giving away, they're going to close Arlene.
Not 100%.
Oh, haven't said
yet. It's a temporary decision. Correct. So now we have hearings.
But if they did, just like when they closed Askewville Preschool.
Right.
If we're the county, we have first dibs And we think we need space. We need to move it. Right?
Right. If we, and I guess to Vice Chair's point, I guess he was saying, you know, considering wanted it to be considered whether or not we needed additional space. And I think the idea is, or my opinion is, we need not necessarily more space, but better space, upgrading to our spaces. But to get back to the original idea, whether or not I think we can like do away with the current building and coming to tighter. I don't think our office space permits that. But if there are questions, specific questions for me to consider digging deeper, I'll be more
happy right now. Right, when you do it, that if we move recreation and seniors to a space that we could rehab, that would give us additional space. That's concerning.
Yeah, it would free up what the building they're currently in.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
But that's expansion.
Well, I just would like a plan, a foresight, an idea of where we're going to try to move in this county. Like, and I just don't ever see it. Like, I did ask for a consolidation plan, which is that. But like, is there us trying to move that way? Is there like, since I don't see any vision, any. I can't get who's going to do it. Is it Bond doing it? Is it her doing it? Is it
we're deciding Robin is going to facilitate and complete that process?
Let me say something that I have no issue. I'm just saying this. Now, not what other counties do, it's not necessarily what your team might need to do, but other counties, with their board members and others, build committees to look at things. So should there be a facilities / consolidation expense, whatever, committee with that and maybe a commissioner heading it? Should there be other committees that we set up to do some of this stuff and take some of the burden, direct burden, off of our quote admin team?
Well, I mean, to answer that, I'm open to any ideas that you all think would be helpful or beneficial, but I don't think the problem is it being too much for admin. I think, again, it could be a part of the strategic planning process if that is what it is. It's, you know, planning for the future. So if you all have, if there's a clear plan about how you all would like for us to move in terms of consolidation, in terms of expansion, the strategic plan is in place for it.
Can you handle that?
Yeah. So facilitating...
Yeah.
A meeting with all the department heads or whatever, everybody that could happen too,
yeah.
About yeah. Where to go and who needs
sure.
What.
Sure. I think you have made yourself very clear, and Mr. White made himself very clear, and I think the manager has started initiating the process. And today he brings us two letters. One of the departments that he have reached out to saying, you know, for their recommendation. Let me make this clear. Commissioner Trent, one is this. Okay. If we take this one and the next one, then move to the next one, I think we'll get somewhere. Okay, well, I think we need to go ahead and act on the one that the manager had went out and reached to all the departments and see what they would recommend and vote back again. With all due respect.
I promise to table that and have a vote on that. Right, I would have. So are we ready for that?
What are we voting on? There's nothing to vote on. There's no recommendation.
I don't think there needs to be a vote. I mean, if we're on the same page, by all means, a vote can be taken.
Consensus needs to be made in reference to the work that the manager had brought to us.
We should always have that opportunity to say we agree or don't agree.
Right.
So then that'd be a vote. But we think they need to give them some direction.
Right.
Get a request. Right. So if I don't hear anything else, is there a consensus that we do this?
Yes. Thank you, Sharon.
But we're not looking
at it. Sharon, all right. Sharon, move out you know, just say that we had a conversation with Eric. I had with the sheriff at an event. I was in chair, but I want you to hear this one. And share with me directly.
This is open session.
What are we talking about?
To your point, we also agreed that we're going to make this a part of the strategic plan, right? To look further at the whole issue of space and availability, which would include, you know, expansion, include we call it reduction in staff, better use of space, and that kind of thing. Since that satisfaction, this was issue, but is that satisfactory to you?
Sure.
I also just want to add to that. I think it's important that we want to continue plan or something else. Whatever we need to get together to such rock, I think we need to move forward with that.
And I think Robin is scheduled to give us updates as you describe the process, Robin, in terms of bringing the commissioners in touch with the work that you're doing.
So right now we've got our wireframe developed, and we've been going out to different departments and getting input. We're identifying special projects as they come up and what kind of budget that requires. But now it's time to package it together and start developing a corresponding budget for each of those, departments, economic development department, sheriff's department, everything.
Any of these things support that?
Yeah, we'll go ahead and put these into the right category. This is not monetary, so... But this can be part of the process. So the commissioners, y'all need to have multiple inputs at different levels of the growth of the strategic plan. And then we'll also have input, of course, from the department heads, the public, school.
The county manager is missing in this equation.
They're part of the group here.
I'm just saying you didn't say
they're internal. Well, that's because they're internal. I mean, you guys are part of it. If I need to identify them separately, I will. But everybody needs to have eyes on it.
As commissioners, I think there ought to be planned stages at which you get back to us.
Okay.
Now, I know we can step in anytime we feel. By the way, well, I get that. But there ought to be some planned stages
okay. That
you're going to bring us where you are. I think that ought to be the same thing with the management team in terms of I know they can sit in anytime they want. I think they should be in more than we should be in.
Okay.
But that needs to be, I think, planned out with them, their participation in this, right? Or giving them the opportunity to, formally.
Yeah.
Right?
No, I agree. I think that's fine. I'm making myself a note.
I wouldn't want a commissioner to see something that the administrative team has not vetted significantly.
No, they would be involved first.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So you have to plan and structure that in to what you're doing, right?
Yeah, that was our assumption. Nicole's my assumption.
There you go. Second. Sure.
Yeah, you all are external. I mean,
right. That's part of the internal team. They would need to vet this significantly before it gets to us. And we don't want to see it. Also, the point thing is fine.
So you want to get dates of deliverables.
Right. We need a bit more precise. So we now have, you're good, right, on what you're doing. But they like, that's good. Sheriff's base, we already said, yes, we got consensus on that.
Yes, unanimous consensus.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Now, I just want to make sure that we're wrapping it up and all on the same page. Initially, when it was presented, I thought I was asked to come up with a consolidation plan. Or in order to do that, I had to assess whether or not I thought consolidation was feasible. And again, I do not think that we have an ample amount of spaces that we can just get rid of buildings and bring people in tighter. I think our space is actually limited,
and we actually need probably more or updated space. So that is why I don't have a consolidation plan.
So if that is the recommendation from the admin team, that recommendation should also be built into what we're planning strategically around how we do this. That's why the space like giving up where Rec is and seniors can be to go in another facility we already have, open up new space for us, right? So we can plan this not only here, but in our budget consideration, right? How do we fund that? We had it up on the short list, so maybe something could come in. We could get those bathrooms fixed. We could get them in there. We wanted to. So, right? Is that right? All right, so thank you. Still in good shape. The next thing on our agenda is the discussion of the process for manager's evaluation. Let me be clear about this. What we wanted to say, we're not doing the manager's evaluation, but we're going to build a very specific process around doing that, right? When Juan is due right around this time. It's been a year, right? Yes. We also talked about whether we wanted to make his evaluation in sync with the full fiscal year, right? So you evaluate him on a full year. So the plan I wanted to bring to start a discussion is that we could look at doing it now and also doing it again, which is about, what is that, 6 months from now? 6-7 months from now, right? That would be on the full year. And we study that in sequence. So what are your thoughts around that? Just that piece of it.
So doing a mid-year?
To do that now, and then do it again about 6-7 months from now, which would bring it in sync with the full fiscal year. Because we talked about things like, you know, budget and how we do budget and things that happen in the
full year to a year.
Yeah.
So I would appreciate that.
Right. I thought we already decided that in a different meeting.
Well,
we didn't have
to.
We voted on it.
But I don't know about it. But yeah. I think it's good. So,
yeah.
Okay. Right. So are we okay? Well,
we
don't have
that, but
are we good with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
But moving forward, though, right, his evaluation should tie to the strategic plan.
Yes, sir.
Right. I continue to say that. That's why I'm like, it doesn't make a lot of sense for her to make a strategic plan when his evaluation should tie to it. Like, he should really be leading and guiding this when he knows the whole county. Like, he is the, which is fine. Listen, if you're good with it, just know whatever she comes up with, you'll be in hell responsible.
No, wait.
So,
what I wanted to do here was two things. First, talk about the sequence, the timing. We got that, okay?
Right.
Now, we need to have a discussion about what should be involved in doing one's evaluation. Do we use the same format now that we have before? How are we going to do goals? Very specific goals. All of those things that determine what he will be evaluated on. It's too late to do that for now.
Right.
We're going to do this one. But in the next one that we're going to do, right, and we're going to go forward, what is the structure of that? Right? Okay. So how do we come up with that? I'm not suggesting that we do that now, but what is the best way to come up with the structure for that next evaluation so we can get this to Juan as soon as possible, identify those goals as soon as possible, and put that together?
Of course. So we're trying to get the evaluation set. This is the January.
He's due now, right now. We need to do evaluation now. But the next one would be at the end
July. In July. Okay.
That will put him in sync.
Okay.
So we need to, but we can't wait till July.
In June. You need to do it in June. Because
okay.
July is the next year.
So we can't tell him in May, but we're going to evaluate him on June, right?
Right.
We've got to do that work ahead of time.
Right.
So when are we going to do it?
July. We are working budget session in June. Okay. And then July is when we can turn around and do the next one. It dates back to the fiscal year.
We'd have to have the results.
Because we're going to get through the budget, see how that works out, the whole nine yards. On July 1st, we do
Well, you know, I'm playing the first couple of weeks of July.
Right.
And that takes care of for the previous year.
Okay, so let's go not one. Let's use Lloyd Smith as the county manager. All right. He's all I got.
Okay.
But, all right, so if we allow Lloyd to start in July and you give him a bad evaluation to get rid of him, he's already started that fiscal year instead of, so like, I don't know, I have not seen his contract, so I don't know how the payout works at for this county. But now you let him start a new year. So how does that work?
Because you're letting him to the previous year.
He started in this year.
We do an evaluation now. This is an annual evaluation, right? If we even say we're going to do one in July, the second one, it should only be for that period of time, right? Because you've already done one up until now. You do one for that period of time up through the end of the year. And then we're on a cycle to do it annually, just that one.
Correct.
Not that we couldn't do a mid-year. Something.
I'm with you on that. But I'm saying, like, you're doing in July for the last fiscal year. I'm just asking how it works. Like, if Lloyd Smith's not doing well and we say get rid of Lloyd Smith,
from January, this coming January to July 1st, mm-hmm. is this fiscal year.
We owe him one now. Wouldn't the next one be at the end of July from this period to that period? Because we've already done everything prior to that.
Yeah, I that's not my question at all. Right, my question is, give me a second. You're going to do it every year, start in July. Okay, leave this whole year out of it because we're doing two mid-year. Every year in July, when you do it in July, and I guess this is more of a legal question, I don't know. You're doing it for the last fiscal year. You're allowing him to work in this year, this new fiscal year. And we say, Lloyd Smith, you suck. We don't want you anymore. And now he's out of job. So I guess it's
but he's already started.
He's already started this year. So how does that?
We decide to terminate anybody. We terminate him. We decide to terminate.
So I guess if the contract says we're going to give him 2 years or maybe a year, right? I don't know what it says, but it says 1 year. So since we let him start, do we pay him this whole year and the next one, or do you just pay him this year and be done with it?
So just to, I think I might be able to provide a little bit of clarity and Lloyd can back me up. So I think it depends on exactly the situation. So for me, as of right now, my contract expires the 1st of April, 2028. So if the board wanted to get rid of me with no cause, there's something, you know, just because. And there's a separate, yes, so I have a severance package where you can take my salary for 6 months. Okay, so if it was, you know, if there was, you know, if something that is something egregious, then you would get rid of him immediately, right? And you wouldn't have to pay me. So I don't think that valuation matters if a county manager needs to be
done.
That he was fired of a pack of crackers and a Coca-Cola.
It happened
because they wouldn't put it on company the credit card.
I hope you have a different change.
I have no idea
what
to worry about that.
Yeah, but we built that in to your agreement.
Yes,
that before. So it's
awesome. Yeah.
There's a service package. Yeah.
To
move it into July is only going to be for making it mark with everybody else.
Correct.
Absolutely.
And then we can keep it going. So I think we've settled. The only thing we have not said, we've got the time. No work plan. What is the structure of what we're going to evaluate? Are we going to use? I don't like, I'll tell you right now, I don't like the form we use.
Me either.
We need real goals. They need to be measurable. They need to be all kinds of things. What is the process for putting that in place?
Why don't you and Mike get together since Mike has an HR background? and you, okay, since you're adamant about different things when it comes to this, you guys put something together, bring it back, present it to the board.
I'd rather have Mike as a professional and our new HR.
Right.
Put together something for the board.
Right, that's right.
And for what? For consideration. Yeah. And we can then do. Are you up for that?
Absolutely. Here you go. Let's start looking at one right
there.
Let me just say that. This is from the five strategic leadership. These are the five different standards. Strategic leadership, cultural leadership, managerial leadership, human resource leadership, and micro-political leadership. So you can start there. Just be that in your free time.
Part of the strategic plan will be, part of the strategic plan includes evaluation. And so we would be proposing the School of Government's, you know, evaluations. And then the question also is, you know, commissioner's evaluation. There's the School of Government has great material on each.
I think you work on that.
I think this is, that's a good idea.
Right now, Mike has said yes to this. So we're going to ask Mike, along with our new HR person. Mike, what is a reasonable time frame to get back to us with some first blush discussion, which this could be a part of? When you want to have the conversation with her. She has some ideas. I'm sure she's seen these things before too. And come back to it. Is that month from now? You tell me.
Sure, by January.
By January. Okay. Good with everybody. Now, so two pieces. You're looking a lot about structure and different elements, right? So, but I also want to talk about goals. One, you should be making a list of what you think goal areas are, but they should be tangible, measurable kinds of goals. Primarily, should there be some subjective thing, perhaps? But we really need measurable, tangible kinds of things, right? Yeah. Okay. So, Robin, you're working on the other piece. If you could find us, Robin, some things that are used in other places to evaluate directors, managers, assistant managers, director, something like that, in a conjunction with our human resources department, right? And that's something new, right? So Mike says by January, that becomes your day. Also, right, to put some things in and even think about in terms of data, management team especially, right? If you have ideas about what directors, how directors should be, right? Because it should all roll up. The performance of your directors, a lot of it should roll up to your performance, right? And today's, right? So that's the structure we want in place. That's January. That's a good time. You got November, December. Yeah. When are you taking January? You say 1st of January, end of when?
Sure, but I'm not hurt today.
What is that?
Oh, January.
Yeah, you know I'm not hurt today.
It's not.
January 1st year.
When the first meeting in January.
First meeting in January.
Okay.
We'll have a little section of that.
Okay.
In January.
Okay.
But I'm going to make sure I understand what we're saying.
Right.
He's going to present a structure. He's going to be talking with the human resource person. He can also get your input if he works.
Okay.
You're going to be working around goals and also things that you think may be part of that structure, right? For you, your direct reports as well. So that all that rolls up to you. So if you've got a goal around budget, there ought to be a goal around David around budget. There ought to be a goal around your director about budget, right? The Shonda ought to be in there, Pop. You know what I'm saying? That's got to all roll up to that piece. So you could provide that to him. You guys could have some discussion between now and then or whatever. But
His goals don't need to come to me. His goals are his goals, and he needs to present them to all of us.
I'll leave him out. You know, we'll even show you just what you work on.
No, but I was just saying, like, if I'm working on an evaluation, I definitely shouldn't look at this. That's not how that works.
No, it's not the evaluation, the process. We're going to be working on the board is going to do the evaluation. We should be working on the process that enables us to do that evaluation.
When you say process, you're really talking about something like this, the actual tool?
I'm talking the tool, but what would be a part of that tool? Goals, right? You gotta be goals.
So yeah, so he would have goals that he would meet, but I mean that he would try, but his goals should align with the strategic plan. It's what, so like right now, I guess the strategic plan we're looking at for next year, is that like next fiscal year, July 1st?
Well, it'd be ready in January.
Well, so his goals would really need to align with the strategic plan, right? The five things that we really are saying, this is what we want to do. His goals should be like, okay, well, they're saying rec, then he should have a goal somewhere in rec that he's going to try to do something measurable and attainable.
But just like they are for my experience in the community college, in the middies and all the cogs, the director, the manager, puts together his goals.
Right.
We review those before they become in the plan because he may not have touched all the areas that we want,
right,
or we may not agree with them.
Right.
You're right, they start with him, but we review them.
Yeah,
at some point, right? And we may add things that he did not add.
Yes.
Okay, so.
Oh, you just said to me, that's what I was like. Yeah, that's
it,
right.
Yeah,
what you just said.
What you're doing is a structure. What are the elements that would be in this thing and how they would work? But he has to do his goals. They have to be presented to us. We have to be thinking about what his goals should be, right?
Yes.
So in your planning of this, when do all those steps come in? We said he's going to have his to you by January. Is that right, Ty? You got to have your piece by January. What do we do next then after he's done that? I want to, you guys are going to do this, lay out the process.
So I don't know about this. Let's start for a new fiscal year. Like we can play with January in a minute, but like for July 1, 2024, like we should have a strategic plan, right? We'll have a tool, regardless if it's this tool, it doesn't matter what tool, right?
Yes, sir.
He would present his goals to us. We tweak them.
When does he do that?
At the beginning of the year. Because that's what he's going to be.
The big
at the beginning of the year, you mean shortly before July, like June, because the fiscal year starts July 1.
Mm-hmm.
So the goal should be in place July 1. So we would need to have that. So this is why the July 1 evaluation doesn't work, because you're getting ready to be evaluated. And if we said, if you get goals in July, right, like you have goals July 1 for the fiscal year, we do an evaluation July 3rd, and it comes back and it says that you're professional, that's great, and then your fiscal management is terrible, right? But your goal has nothing to do with fiscal, right? Like the three goals you said. But if we come back and say, oh, it's terrible, this.
I wouldn't just go ahead and put it together. Why wouldn't this go and have something to do with this?
Because he said in his story, right? But he doesn't have anything that we have graded or evaluated him on to say he's great, good, or terrible yet. So if he said, so say he's bad at this, like I'll try policy execution since this did not work. Policy execution was atrocious, right? He doesn't think they're atrocious. He thinks he did great, but when we come back and do his evaluation, it's terrible. Well, in his three goals that he set July 1, we haven't evaluated until July 3rd. He has no policy execution at all. He says, oh, I've done great. I'm going to do polishing floors, doing windows, and replace all the
lights.
Tell
me if this works for you. Since we're evaluating him now, and we're going to do it again at that time, which is a period from now to then. But what you're putting together is the pieces going forward for the next year, right?
Right.
Okay, so what we do in July is not, it could be the same thing, but it doesn't have to be, it's almost like a practice, if you will, to say, here's the new format, right? We didn't give you these goals before, right? But if they were, how would you rank on those things? It's like a problem, right? Like a mid-year kind of things.
So the two go hand in hand, right? So you evaluate me, give me the feedback, and then almost simultaneously we talk about plans for the next year with goals that address the concerns.
Concern.
Correct. Yeah, so right. If he has goals July 1 and we don't evaluate him until after July 1, his goals don't go with what we are evaluating. That's what I was saying.
So we can talk about a calendar. Fiscal year begins July 1st, goes through June 30th. So we can talk about a calendar between that time to talk about when the evaluation needs to take place and when the establishment of the goals take place so that we're ready to go July 15th or whatever you all feel
appropriate. Right. But it is important. Since this is just that 6 month period between once we do this one to the next one,
mm-hmm.
we can't hold you responsible for some objectives that we have not set.
Yet.
Exactly. So that's where it becomes like that practice thing, right? That here are the ones we're setting for the new year going forward. But you have to say, well, how would I rank on this? We haven't given you a revenue goal other than to make our budget. You know, it's kind of how well did you do we make it or not make it? Those that's what's got to be made, right? So that's a thinking force. That's a practice force.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm not talking about this year. I was just talking about in the years before, July 1, 2024 to July 1 every other year.
Right.
You're going to evaluate him, and there has to be some conversation about, like, when he's coming up with goals and when we're evaluating. It cannot be real loosey-goosey. Like, we can't say, well, we're going to do it the 1st of July, and then July 20th comes, and, oh, we don't have time. We got to.
But it has exactly to be very. What we want you to do, and HR give us those dates,
both those
holds for
until
we know what needs to be done.
Yeah. And I would work with Michael and Latoria, and we would come up with a timeline. And so the county manager, you would, when you develop your goals, you will be looking at the strategic plan that's been adopted, so that you have tangible, not big picture, warm and fuzzy things. But things, you know, actionable targets. I mean, we don't have a strategic plan. We don't have a timeline. And you can also then identify in this timeline when your annual retreats are, so that everything.
Right. This nails a lot of the stuff that we've got. Right.
Well,
let's do it. That's great. Okay. What are we going to do while the project coming up right now? The work coming up now. But when you say by when? Did we say January? It's a long time. We need to do it
before January. Maybe before December.
Yeah, when do we need to do that? I think it needs to be
November.
What's going to be November? What are y'all saying?
So, are we going to use what we used before? Since that's what we
have. Okay,
all right. Let's use what we've done before. Let's set a date. First meeting in November.
We don't have another work session scheduled for this hour. Our next meeting is November 6th. How do y'all do it? Let's start there with two new people.
Yes, how do you do it? One, the evaluation stuff. We each evaluate him ourselves. We get together, compare ours, and present one evaluation to him from the board. Okay? What we consider is in doing ours.
Right.
And then we're going to, I don't. Did you get me? We need to see you.
I don't usually do my list. You're like, see, I can do it. What I do usually do is compile a list of accomplishments and things for you all to consider, but I don't do that to my own evaluation. But if you all want me to
recommend
it, I mean, I'm not saying you shouldn't do a self evaluation, but a self evaluation should not be part of a real evaluation.
Okay? That's just important to have. But should he use the same quality to give us some accomplishment and some issues?
They're saying,
use the form, the same form we use.
Okay.
You can also give us any additional information you like,
okay.
Right? We're going to use that form individually,
right?
And then we get together and we average the scores.
Right.
That's how we've done
it. So that's fine. Again, I'm just used to, like, we would send our stuff to the lawyer, and he would compile it for us to have a conversation with after. Attorney is usually a part of, well, the attorney is here, from my understanding. I'm not in full session. We all do it. But my understanding is attorney plays a part in the average result.
Because I actually received the final copy
from the attorney.
Right.
You don't usually have me do it. Just go down and sit here and nobody else has to play. Okay. What's the difference to me?
Why would we pay a lawyer
to do that? He's here anyway, but I'm going to look at your ass. It wasn't my decision.
Okay.
Do
we want to do it with the attorney?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, fine.
So the first meeting in November?
Yes.
The work session.
Yeah. That concludes the regular portion of our agenda. I know we have some closed sessions, but before going into closed session, is there any other thing? If none, I need a motion to go into closed session. And again, well, I'll make a motion to go into closed session pursuant to NCGS 143-3.11A35 and 6. Is there a second?
So true.
All those in favor going into closed session, under those statutes, please say aye. All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Thank you. Joe, we're going to go into closed session. Let us know when we get everybody in the hole.
I think he was muted, so he didn't hear me. But he's about to let everybody else know.
Somebody make a motion.
Hey, Chairman, I'm sorry about that. The audio in the commissioner's room is muted. I'll let everybody back in now.
Great. Thank you, Joe.
Should I use that? It was tired.
Okay. Thank you.
We're all back together.
All right. Thank you, citizens who are still with us. Thank you for your patience. We're back in open session. Was open? Any conditions?
Oh, I make a motion. I make a motion. We change the November 6th meeting from 6 p.m. to 10 a.m.
Motion of the door, second for Commissioner Trent. All those in favor of moving and making that date change, we announce to the public, say aye. All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Any other matters before this commission? If not, stand adjourned. Thank you.
There you go, LaShawna. You can